their phone.
Sounds very good. Meridian response.
I ace-ified it.
What up, Juggalos? What up, Juggalos?
Hi. Oh boy, you got the dumb
time. That was stupid.
Oops.
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
I'm
sorry.
My eyes can't get any redder.
Awesome.
Like a machine gun of awesomeness.
What's going on? What's going on here? Never surrender.
Shut up.
Oh, that's so. Give it all you got. Go.
Let me preface this. I've been having a lot of...
ultra-humongous penis.
Wow.
I see 4 feet of it.
Wow.
Oops. Can happen. Local disc jockey is in hot water this evening.
No mistake that he was trying to
go in the bathroom in their driveway is not nice.
Oh, humiliating.
Poo problem.
Shut up, though. I'm a parent.
He had consumed some...
Punch! Punch swing!
He's a fighter. He's a lover.
Well, she called him a midget.
Yanked off the air yesterday following some
harm. Well, I know that. Man, come.
Siegel often draws his audience at the expense of others.
No one's ever sent me a nude selfie before.
Surely enough to get.
So I had planned on doing a selfie right about here.
Siegel crossed the line when he started laughing at the colostomy bag.
Pretty funny. I'm still not sure what happened.
Daddy, what do you do when you go to work?
Arts.
Excuse me?
What's my book?
I'm about as politically correct as your proverbial turd in a punch bowl.
Oh my God. That weird little.
Did you vote for me for employment?
No. I still won.
What? Is this Eva? Okay, Eve. How you pronounce the word?
This is University of Goodbye to Urge and White, Lord. Good luck to them dear old Texas Aggies. They is the boys to fight. The eyes of Texas is upon you. Yeah. That is the song they sang so well. It sounds like hell.
Oh.
Goodbye to Texas University. Now for the Aggies, look here, chicken wigger bone, chicken digga doo, just go, higgin' a huggin' on door.
What? No. It's Elliot in the morning. Your phone number for everything. 866-Elliot. 866-235. 5468. Hello, class.
Good morning.
Hey, good. Good. Jeff, good.
The documentary last night.
The, what were you watching?
Well, the three and a half minutes.
Three and a half. Great is that movie.
It was good.
That's intense. That's really, really intense.
Scott watched...
I'm sorry? Oh, about the...
Oh, it's not new. I guess he's got kind of a story, too.
The, I don't know his story at all.
I guess...
Doesn't he live around here? Isn't he Baltimore-ish? Is he in Baltimore around the harbor? No? Why do I feel like he lives around here?
I don't know that. The one thing that I heard in passing was that he was the one that came up with the term jabroni.
The... Oh, did he? No kidding. Mm-hmm. And who was the big partner? Was it Volkov, right? Wasn't it Nikolai?
I don't know.
Was Iron Sheik and Nikolai Volkov were like the best?
Before my era.
No, it wasn't.
Oh,
really? But you can appreciate the guys that paved the...
Sure.
I believe it was Nikolai Volkov. I believe that was like his. Yeah. Why'd Scott end up watching?
I think that was just one of the things he had in his.
There was nothing.
He wouldn't want to see it, so he just watched. Yeah, watched it without me.
Three and a half. Holy crap! Yeah. That's really, really good. That is solid. They'll be in here later on. In here did the movie, and then Ron Davis, who was killed by Michael Dunn. Back in Jacksonville, I should say, back on. So anyway.
Black Friday, 2012. Right?
I'm sorry, Black Friday, yeah. Yes. Not Good Friday. Black Friday of 2012. So they'll be in here a little bit later. That big park by you, I don't know what the reserve or something. That's not the Oak Ridge, is it?
No, I've never heard of that.
Oh, I don't know where that is. I thought that was up. I know it's up somewhere. Big, massive black.
Oh, really?
Huge.
Is it again? Somewhere in Montgomery County?
Yeah, somewhere in Montgomery County. I thought that was the one up by you. But yeah, there was a big outing yesterday running around. Did you see the Georgia? Not the state, the country?
Yeah.
They still got animals running around.
Oh, still?
Even though the zoo came out, and was like accounted for and everything's good.
Well, after they killed that tiger.
Well then, because that guy walked into his guy, he ended up getting mauled by the tiger. And then they ended up killing. Still have a tiger, and a running around count for. They had no idea. And so now everybody's pissed. Lou told us
that it was
that all the wild animals were accounted for. Then you had the one tiger, and then everybody in the zoo, I guess, came back out and was like counted wrong. So yeah, I believe there's still a tiger running around and a hyena running around. Hyena rip you apart.
Counted wrong when? Or while they were in captivity?
Probably Ivity.
Great.
We may not have perfect records. And then they were like, oh! And then not so good. They're running around. People are terrified.
Well, yeah, wouldn't you be?
Yeah. Well, now it's been, but it's not like
flooding and the escapes happened last weekend, right?
I guess it's been a week. So you know that tiger's hungry.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and they're telling people, like, garbage, get it away from your house. Apartment buildings, get away from your house. Like, you don't want any of that. They said the same thing about the bear, by the way. For that area, put a cinder block on. Bear ripped down a cinder block, wasn't
it? I was confusing it with the coos.
That's right, running around by where Kaylee's mom is.
That one was like, make yourself big, like charge at it, right?
Well, that's what you do with a bear.
Are you supposed to charge or are you big?
The cougar with Kaylee's mom was...
You fight to your death with that.
So you think you can't fight it? Fighting. You don't stop fighting. And even if the cougar's got
anywhere.
You pinned, fight. That's all you can do.
Yeah.
And then it's a toy.
What the sheik said.
Just keep fighting. And when you're on your last being tired... Find more fighting. I don't know what the rule is for a bear.
I thought make yourself large, but you don't necessarily for it.
Stick
like
your stomach
lunge.
Out.
No, but I mean like big, arms up.
Okay.
Bow out. That would be pretty intimidating to that bear.
And then can I tell you the other statistic that I got last night? I mean, today's 2 weeks since those prisoners in New York busted out bail. And then I think there was a guy yesterday who's been on the lam for 40 years. I don't know his whole story, but I think he's been on the 30 years, turned himself in.
He was just sick of it.
I don't know.
Couldn't live.
I don't know what the whole story is. He's on the run for years, and I guess he turned himself in to go back to. I think he's serving time. He busted out of jail or prison. I think he had 10 minutes. I may be wrong about that, but I know that he busted out of jail and was on the run for four living in New York. Has like a whole family after 40 years. Like he's got a whole family. Everybody's ready to go. And so I believe yesterday he turned himself in and was going to China. And so when they came to get him, I guess he called the cops and was like, I'm done. And
And his whole family was like, it's like a goodbye party. Go see you later, Dad. We love you. You know, be safe. You know, we'll come visit. So, yeah, he turned himself in. The mates are on the run in the country. Like, we look at the two New York guys, and they're like, they have no idea where the hell these guys are. The trail is cold. They're still obviously searching.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you're 2 weeks in at this point, and they have no idea where they are. So I was reading this thing last night about prisoners that have escaped that are on the run, and with like guys who walked off of like a non-fenced prison, or guys who were out doing like chain gang stuff, or guys who were like living in like transitioning out of jail into society and like a half broken out of,
like bust out,
such as like fencing and barbed wire and guards. What do you think that number is
currently
actively that are report run busted out of prison? No. You're nowhere even close.
100.
Keep going. No. I mean, now that's craziness. 130 dudes.
That currently.
Actively
never
being
caught.
Sought for breaking out of prison.
Wow.
And they say that most of them have been on the run for decades. So, like, I don't know at what point. And they say, like, yes, cases will surge, and they want them back. Now, they them could be dead. Where you know, 30, 40, 50 years ago, that are still on the they're still on the run. They may have been, you know, 40 when they busted out of prison, and now they've been on the run for 40, 50 years. So obviously they would never find them. But isn't that hard to believe? 130 dudes have bust still on the run.
That was a couple days ago to us.
Which part?
By Kenneth, at the two New York.
That's right, I remember that. No way, not.
And he said, if that's not the case, one is dead and the other one is eating him.
It's already cannibalism.
All 130 of those guys.
You'd think maybe a few, maybe. I mean, who knows how old, getting way up there.
Cause I'll give you.
I feel like every year or so you get the old guy who's, I guess,
right,
isn't very careful anymore, and then he gets busted.
Well, who was I can't think of it. Who was the grabbed in Boston?
Whitey Bulger.
Whitey, that's right. But yeah, if it follows, guys could be gone for decades before you know. But don't you wake up every day expecting to like check your phone or something and be like, I do. I don't know why, but I do.
I mean,
every day I wake up and I'm like,
no.
You know what? They slipped up, they caught them somewhere, and then they'll bring it afternoon. Every day I wake up thinking that they got it.
I mean, I kind of felt that way early. Not so much now.
I have no idea. Going with Kenneth. One's dead, the other one's just chewing on him.
By the way, a breakdown of escaped prisoners still at large.
Oh, really? For whatever reason, the article that I was talking about, they were shocked. I don't think the state of California, because they were talking about populous states. The state of California, I believe, has zero.
They have an asterisk.
Well, what does that mean? Oh, we don't say. It's like counting animals at the zoo in Georgia. We're not really.
Provide a breakdown.
Oh, who's got the most?
The national number would be cut.
Not for?
Florida.
God.
60.
Hey, oh, my God.
They have 63 inmates that have busted out of prison and are on the run.
The next closest is Dean.
Wow.
And then 7 and 6 and 5.
That's because Mark Treese is a folk hero.
By the way, if I'm incarcerated,
wherever he is,
take me to Florida. Just extradite me. I didn't even commit a crime in Florida.
Sounds like it might be easy to get out.
Just want to go to one there. Be extradited. There's of those that attempt that they catch. That would be everybody.
I would.
If you're doing any length of time, you're trying.
But like Alaska, Arizona, Connecticut, Delaware,
none.
Hawaii, none. Yeah, Iowa, Maryland, Massachusetts.
Wait, Maryland has none?
Maryland has none.
None.
New Hampshire, none. North Dakota, none. North Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, none. Vermont, Washington, and Wisconsin, none.
What does my Commonwealth have? Oh boy.
Well, so pretty good.
Isn't that amazing though that there's that many dudes that are on the run? 30 dudes on the run. I keep saying dudes. I'm assuming that there's probably women that are busted out.
But
I don't know. I wonder if it's proportionate to number of women in prison versus men in prison.
That there's also
when you think of escaped convict, you think.
I don't feel like it's odd when you hear of a woman on death row.
The
you know,
well, there's no. So where am I going? Line one. Hey, in the morning.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Good. What's going on, dude?
So I used to work as a corrections officer out in Kentucky, and It's actually one of the cops. We went and picked up an inmate kid like years prior. And he actually got caught was because the person whose identity that he stole, he actually was paying all that he accumulated to their credit score for. And they went to the car. Yeah, they went to go purchase a car and got great credit scores for coming back. And so they didn't realize there was a bunch of credit card reports that they had never purchased. And it launched an investigation, and the U.S. Marshal Service ended up tracking them down.
That would be me. I'd be this good. How did this even happen? But you know the last thing I would do? Start checking it. I would just be like, it's good.
It's going up. I don't know what I'm doing.
With horrible and bad credits, good. That's like when the bank puts like $1 million in your account. You don't question that. No. That's there. That's good. That's mine. I'd be the same. If I got a glowing credit report, I would be the greatest news ever. Oh, my God, that would be good. Anyway, dude.
I know, right? I don't even think I turned him in for it. I just keep my wife and hope the guy keeps up.
I can't believe the dude's paying bills. You know what? That's a good escape convict. Good for him. That's a guy with a good conscience. All right, dude. Hey, listen, I appreciate
it. We captured him. He was working on a casino boat down in Louisiana as a deal. So, like, the guy was actually living life, like, and you and I know they ain't going to work in another 15 years.
You just got to blend yourself in. All right, dude. I appreciate it. By the way, is Indiana, are they bad? I mean, not compared to Florida, clearly.
Louisiana is 4, and Texas is 1.
Oh, Texas only has 1.
Do you think when the California blew off, the report was issued, and they were the only one, we're like, God. Damn it.
All right, let me do this. We got a lot of stuff that we got to get through today, so give me a quick break. We'll come back. We'll lay everything.
Elliot in the Morning. Lollapalooza Week. Long. Elliot in the Morning in Chicago for Lollapalooza 2015 at Grant Park. Paul McCartney, Metallica, Florence and the Machine, Alabama Shakes, and many more. Listen, week and win. 5 days, 5 trips. We'll share hotel and give you VIP show. You enjoy Chicago and Lollapalooza with your guests. Need more info? Go to facebook.com/EITM online. Travel packages are available at lollapalooza.com. 2015. A trip a day. All week long. Morning.
Weekdays after Elliot. It's still free music in Richmond.
Main world.
But probably not. XL 102 commercial free. 2 hours of music free from interruption.
I'll make a tea.
Richmond's alternative.
Richmond Traffic Center. We remain without any collision. Stalled vehicles right on the side streets. Same for Chippenham 288 and the Downtown Expressway. And interstate volume light for 95, 295, and 64. This is Nissan of Richmond.
And these ways to help cool things off. Set MSRP on a new Rogue from Nissan of Richmond. Escape the summer heat and cool off with a new ride from Nissan of Richmond. NissanRVA.com. See dealer for complete details.
Are you ready to shift your car shopping into? Then hop in and come along for the ride during the Shift into Summer sales event at Chester. Take to the road in a new Accord LX CVT sedan with satellite radio backup camera and a 36-month fit just about any budget. $39 a month with $1,900 in do-it signing. Colonial Honda 50 new Accords and Civics ready to hit the highways, and you can buy any new Colonial with 0% financing for 48 months. We're the local difference, giving you a 7-year once limited powertrain warranty new to purchase. So shift into summer now at mycolonialhonda.com. 25 to Colonial Honda.
Excludes tax, tag, zero security deposit, and $399 processing. 0% APR financing for 48 months as a dealer via RAV. Approved HFS Super Preferred Credit and Dean.
Sure. Go impressive. But for Paul is even more impressive. And for that, there's each bottle of STP Complete Fuel System Cleaner in your tank helps remove power robbing deposits to restore performance and running better longer. Because greatness isn't just measured in seconds. Greatness is measured in you. STP. In for the long haul.
What's the next best thing to new? Certified used from McGeorge Toyota. Right now, we're offering deals on one of the Central Atlantic's millions of certified pre-owned vehicles. Team Toyota Corolla LEs starting at just $14,495. And 2014 Toyota Camry LEs starting at just $15,683. That's two like-new vehicles. You just add tax and
$595 processing fee. Plus, special 2.9% APR approved for credit through TF. Every vehicle is backed by the McGeorge Certified Vehicle Promise, which gives you status 1 year of free oil change guaranteed. So if you're you can trust, hurry into the McGeorge Certified Sales Center at 770503 and McGeorgeToyota.com. With over 100,000, we earn your trust every day. Sale ends June 30th.
New Odor Eaters medicated medication provides relief and controls odor and wetness. Formula destroys odor, absorbs sweat, and relieves itching. Odor Eaters medicated powder stops the odor, stops the itch.
You know, Floyd, you had it in you, but after watching Alone on History last night, I think that you could make it on Vancouver Island by yourself.
That I could possibly do that.
I think the mental game is probably the hardest because you have no cameraman, no family. It's just him what fit in that backpack there, you know, trying to build fire in the damp woods.
And they got to worry about, like, predators. They got to worry about, like, what in. You got to build your own shelter.
They seemed real brave, though.
they made me proud and a bit frightened.
I know. And I think what I really liked the most, first-person, like, aspect of it, because they're filming. If trying to make it out there alone isn't enough, you're filming.
It's almost like a docu-series.
And the plot twist is that it is a competition. Only one person is going to...
Weekly, like, gimmicks, or it's just about making it on your own on the island.
Alone is the show premiered last night on His Man, and tune in Central.
For you, it's an AC. For your car battery, it's a scorching heat kind of day. So stop by AutoZone today for a free check and make sure it's a few minutes.
Tired of hearing those guys tell you they can save you insurance? Call us today and see why I say nobody beats the insurance doctor.
Elliot in the Morning.
Screen door slamming, what's taking place? And on the Louie, he was heavy. That plastic handle just about to break. Well, at the poet, she started barking like a tank. Well, I was shocked, but I would not be long. Cause I got Jim. Take your screen door, apple martini. Take what's left there in the bank. Take your flat iron, sparkling water, a few I never liked.
All right, got a busy one today. We mentioned Mark Silver and Ron Davis will be in here a little bit later on this morning. A couple hours from now, they'll be in here. Great documentary, 10 Bullets. So they'll be in here a little bit later on. Also, last trip. Today will be trip number to head to Lollapalooza in Chicago. That's been a good week. I like doing that. So anyway, we'll give you another later on. Also, I am Jimmy Buffett. And more tickets for the Quicken Loans National. That'll be taking place at the Rock Club in Gainesville. We'll see those a little bit later on. We got a lot of stories that we got to get through. They're good little losses. Not concerning me. I'm good to go, I think. As far as I know. Stuff that we got to get through. Diane, let's get going with some news, please.
Police yesterday making fairly quick in Charleston shooting behind bars. They arrested him. Yesterday morning, thanks to a tip, they got him at a traffic stop in Shelby, North Carolina, which is north of where the shootings happened. He acted alone. He was brought back to South Carolina yesterday evening. Obviously, victims are sourced out to talk about what kind of person he was. Joey Meek is the next voice you'll hear. He is a friend of Dylan Roof's.
He wanted.
What does he happen? How was he going to do this?
It's big, like Trayvon Martin. He wanted to make something spark up the race war again.
What kind of guns?
.45 Glock.
45 Glock. Carry it around
in his car.
That was the 21st birthday present he had just received. Family.
Yeah, and I guess the florist and just kind of noticed him, noticed the car, called police immediately. And I heard her talking on the news yesterday. She was a weepy mess.
Yeah.
But good for her.
Odd story of a stowaway who fell to his death. It was approaching Heathrow Airport after an 11-hour journey in Africa. The man's body found on top of a local building. And they said he fell from a Brit 747 as it was a port. Still, a second stowaway survived what is estimated as an 8,000-mile-long flight. South Africa.
How long is that?
I got 8,000 miles. I mean,
9 hours?
It's got to be more than that.
It's got to be like 10, 11 hours.
The other person taken to the hospital where he is said to be, yes, in serious.
Like in the wheel well?
This one of those deals? Was an 11-hour, 5-minute overnight flight. And that's where they believe they were, in the wheel well.
And so did the guy that...
Christ, I can't even imagine that.
He landed on top of a building.
What was that? Did they put the wheels down, like, to start getting ready? Like, I don't know how close they were. Did they put the wheels down? It was the guy fell out. He had to be dead prior to that.
I don't know
how the hell you survived well for 11 hours in the middle of the night.
They believe if their estimate had been about 1,400 feet up when it was that part. So it was definitely, you know, on the descent getting ready to land.
Whoa.
I believe the other guy survived.
Yeah, no, that...
New warning.
What was the last big stowaway story? Was it the guy who went to...
Was that the kid?
Yeah.
Fighting with his parents or something?
Yeah. And he hopped the flight to Hawaii.
Drinking breast milk purchased on the internet may expose you to some dangerous bacteria and end up illness. That's the new health warning. Initially, when milk banks first started to pop up, and then they made their way on, as of moms who had trouble enough of their own, but then bodybuilders started to get into it and talked about how great it was after workouts and how great they felt after drinking breast cancer patients were talking right. properties. Many of them breast milk as liquid gold. But now teams of researchers are warning about risks, including HIV, B, and C, because breast milk, which typically is coming in unpasteurized.
So you can just put it online and that's it?
Yeah.
Oof, that's scary.
Tom Hanks is in talks with Chesley Sully Sullenberger, title for The Miracle on the Hudson, in that new movie that'll be directed by Clint Eastwood. You don't like?
No, not at all.
He'd be good in that. Well, you know, you hate the whole story.
Yes, I do.
He's already been a captain. We're making a movie based on a current event story. Is Hanks available?
Yeah.
It just seems too easy.
But doesn't he also seem beneath Hanks?
I mean, the guy is selling everywhere. Year in, year out.
Yeah, all right.
Character actor whose credits I heard Groundhog Day and Scary Movie has passed away, Rick DeCummin, passing away at a Vancouver hospice due to serious complications from diabetes. He's one of those actors where you don't know his name.
The second you see.
NBC confirming that Brian Williams won't sing NBC's nightly news anymore to Lester Holt as of Monday. Lester taking a little time off this week. As it turns out, MSNBC, where he will anchor breaking news and special reports. That's actually the network he came out of.
Originally,
when he broke off.
Oh, it's like a...
Makes substantially less than the $10 million a year that he was.
So he had to take a pay cut.
He's supposed to be doing some big show today.
Oh, he's like doing a whole tour. Doing a whole big Apollo tour.
They said, you know, it was...
Softballing? No kidding.
No, they said he actually aware of how everybody kind of expected him to go softballing him. So I don't know how hard he's going to go against Brian Williams because they're friends. So... What?
No, he's non-existent now.
There's that the Foo Fighters are...
Going to do the 4th of July.
Damn it.
Still set to perform July 18th and 19th.
But
The Boston Globe says...
I gotta be real honest, I don't even care about those dates.
But listen, the Boston Globe says they are still set to perform those dates again.
Okay, well, right now, July 4th. I haven't...
And 19th. They said they have been told, we still have no word on what's happening.
Okay, well, the DC show is still on.
July 4th in Washington.
Right.
Yeah, no, that's just... Oh, buddy, you'll forget about Sandoval from last night. That's all that is.
Did you hear
that? No, not yet. He may be busy. He may be busy booking that Boston show. I've not heard back from Seth.
What do you still refuse to do in front of your significant other? The most common answers?
Wait, to do?
Yeah. Obviously, early on in a relationship, absolutely, you're on your best behavior, but then for a long time,
get
married,
more and
have
more
kids,
comfortable.
Whatever, yeah.
Well...
I and you have not done, to my knowledge, the number one in front of...
How I'm juvenile is the answer.
Isn't it P? She just said it.
Actually,
do number one in front of.
I'll take a piss in front of Jackie. I'll try to have a conversation with him over so I can talk to her.
Think in that same vein.
Oh crap!
Yeah, you've never done that in front of her. Elliot.
No, I haven't. No.
You got that look on your face, like have I?
No, but I mean, like at a Thurston.
In front of, he's brushing her teeth, and you're like, I gotta go.
No, that I haven't done. That I haven't done.
Okay. Well, apparently going to the bathroom, especially...
I'm not going to do it, but I feel like there's a wide community of people that it's part of life.
No, it's part of life, but still. Do that on your own time.
Why? Just done that in front of me.
No, he would, no.
I would do it in front of Scott before I do it in front of
I was incapacitated, I would leave. Like, what are you doing? Number two, farting. Number three.
Oh, to throw that out.
Number three, weighing yourself.
Weighing yourself?
Yeah.
That's no big deal.
Okay. Number four, shaving down there.
The,
In front of her?
Yeah. She walks into the bathroom and I'm shaving, I'm not styling. Oh, don't look.
Number five, give me popping zits. Number five, popping zits.
Oh, I mean, I'd be in a bathroom all day. She would never see me. That's not that big of a deal.
Women will dispense
the in front of their partner.
Pixar's Inside Out hitting theaters this week up against is the acting debut for A$AP Rocky and Tyga. Rachel Dolezal has apparently gotten an offer to star Vivid Entertainment. Well, of course, there's also a rumor that the Maury Show is trying to get her and her family on to do DNA.
You'd be better off doing Vivid.
Can you imagine the Maury people? Now, you know what? I think this is in front of a supportive audience.
Yeah, right.
Come on. One of the New England Patriots discs from last year's championship game is going to be auctioned at $25,000. It'll be up until July 17th. The site's founder says it could end up going for
25 grand?
Could end up, they said it could end up going for six figures.
No way.
Depending on who wants to buy it.
From Barry Sanders, it's only like grand.
But it's a deflate gate.
Who cares?
The Patriots fans who would rather have the money than have the ball just sit on some shelf. In their house, obvious. Berlin's ruling that Tom Benson is in his own affairs, so that means he will remain in control of the Saints, the Pelicans, or fortune to block his trying to take it all over. The judge ruled that he is capable of making reasonable decisions in regards to business and his other...
Remember, his kid and his grandkids were like, he's crazy, mm-hmm. and they wanted to take over, assume all of that, going to his wife, and the judge is like, no, he's fine.
The Sprint Cup drivers have finally back on the track June 28th.
Gave everybody the weekend off for Junior's anniversary so he could celebrate.
Well, anniversary, they just
or
got engaged.
Engagement, rather. Engagement.
8 hours. Eight hours. 48 hours doesn't engage people. Hey, what's wrong?
I don't morning? Know. It's going to be one of those days.
The fumes, maybe, still.
That could be it. Although they
it's
did
not
say,
that bad now anymore.
No, we're just... You said you smelled something new.
Walked in, there's something... It almost smells like there's something kind of sour out there today. I don't know what it is, but there it's like a different... In the hallway, it's just like a different smell. Anything on the wall? Anything on the walls? No. In white,
and
thank
approved.
You.
So, racers returning to the track June 28th. Harvick is your current points leader. A little bit of racing this weekend is at Chicagoland. That's the one that Gronk and all of his brothers are going to be doing the Grand Marshal duties for. And then the Chris Soules guy, I guess, is the Grand Marshal for the truck race.
Well, that's good. Yeah, that's him. That's him,
the biggest star there, right? Tiger Woods had another bad day on the golf course yesterday. He shot an 80 in the first round of the U.S. Open. Behind the leaders.
Wasn't there a 15-year...
Yeah.
Well, except two guys who were like in 154th place.
Dustin Johnson up
number
there.
Number one. My man. How about that?
Yeah. You watching?
No, I didn't. I
watched
couldn't.
About an hour.
Was it good?
Weird being on Fox. I will say that. So having Joe Buck do it is very odd.
Is that?
It's the strangest course I've ever seen in the United States.
Is it really?
It's a Lynx.
I don't know what that means.
Well, it kind of looks like a bridge. But then, like, there's a train. That goes by constantly.
Is it really?
Freight train?
Freight train. I think at the playing golf at when I was in middle school in Millburn, New Jersey, there was a train that went really. It's just you don't see it. And the greens look.
But this is like the first time that it's been there, right? Right? Oh, I did read. Aren't they disgusting?
The players are complaining,
well,
right?
Discoloration is not uncommon at a links style course, but. The greens are in terrible shape,
and so this is the first time that they've done it there. Where is it? It's like in Washington, Puget Sound.
Mm-hmm.
It almost feels gimmicky. Remember, there was a computer game. I don't know what it was called, but it was a golf game, and there were like good play. This is that were made up. Like they weren't real. That's what it feels like.
Where it's just thrown together.
Like this is train station golf course. It's miniature golf windmill.
Is the fun? But I mean, is it all just like he's done? Go ahead.
What do you mean? Did Greg Norman have good in Joe Buck's commentary?
Yeah. I mean, like, when he's just, like, tanking, are they just like, whew, man?
Yeah, it's embarrassing. It's interesting watching last.
Was that
he triple bogeyed one hole and the least, like, do I even have to play tomorrow?
Oh, really? Wait, no, he doesn't get kicked out today, does he?
No, but I'm saying that's how.
Just enough injury.
Yeah, you never know.
Do they, do other golfers, I was asking Mark this, like, if you're another golfer on the tour, any of them, somebody that's not like some schlub that's, if you're like a decent golfer on the tour, they look at Tiger and go, you know what, good, F that son of a bitch. Or do they look at it and go, holy, go downhill. Do they look at him and see fear, or do they look at him and think, piece of.
I mean, I guess it's what their person. Is he well liked?
He's not friends
by
with
other
any
golfers?
Of those golfers, is he? Liked? You never see him with any of them.
Are you on a lot of golf, guys?
No, but if you're like, I'm not Phil Mickelson. I can't even think of another golfer.
Bubba.
Yeah, okay.
People
okay, but if you're Bubba, why? Oh, Kaylee says you're wrong.
No.
Oh, they hate him?
Because of the ex?
Oh, they just hate him? Yeah, because he's garbage. I don't know. I don't know any of these guys. But do they look at Tiger and go, good, you know what? He's been a dick for all these years. He was king crap, king buddy, and now all of him can't. Like, there's probably a guy that could beat him at this point. There's a 15-year-old kid that's beating him right now.
I did have a friend text at one point. It's Tiger's only golf. I'm within striking distance.
No, it's like, the best golfer that I know, like, that is my buddy DeLuca. Like, he's really good.
Yeah.
I bet DeLuca could beat him. No, I really do. Oh, he sucks.
And for fellow golfers, he was in a group with Ricky Fowler, and Fowler's one of the guys who scored worse than him.
Oh, really? So they suck at this point.
Fowler just won.
Or other good guys.
11 over?
It was watching
guys out on, hacking it up for some corporate event.
So I guess maybe that course is that hard.
So, unless
you're Dustin Johnson.
Teeing off at 11:20 this morning, we will see if that cheater banner flies overhead again.
Pin it to the side of the train when it comes by.
Something to do. Oakland hosting a championship at Warriors. That's at 10 o'clock. West make it through the streets there, ending up at the Kaiser Convention Center for a big rally.
Is he the most, and then I'll let it go, is he the most in the sport? But going from being the best laughing stock.
Performance only?
Oh, yeah, performance only. Forget his personal life.
I doubt.
A big fall
because
for
he won so much. It wasn't like
I'm not taking away from
like
how
a
good
flash in the pan.
But I was saying, if you were mediocre, be like, okay, whatever. Being so good.
I wouldn't say he's the worst because he had a great run.
Yeah, no, he was Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
But then, I bet when he got here.
Do you just say, well, it's a career?
Yeah, this is a bad error. I'd make the cut.
Okay. but would be like, every once in a while, they want to have somebody half sober to drive the cart.
He doesn't play tomorrow, right? Like, he won't.
No.
rain delay last night. Nats fell to the Rays 5-3. They'll play the Pirates all weekend at Nat Phillies last night alone of a run.
They better get that game in on Sunday. They better be able to get that game in on Sunday. McCutcheon play.
That's a look at news and sports.
XL102.
It's the hot deals on cool wheels for over 100 Chevrolet Buicks. You too can be a 100 driver by visiting the largest selection of vehicles in Virginia at our brand new location just a quarter mile past Shortputt Mall on West Broad Street. 100 new vehicles and 7 vehicles to choose from. Right now, get up to 4 Sierras and Sierras, up to 3 grand off Equinox and Terrain, 5 grand off and off out. Get 0% financing for 72 months, plus 2 grand off all 2015s, up to 7 grand off Chevy Tahoe, 6 grand off Acadias, up to 6. Heat up your wallet while saving some cold hard cash. Find new roads online at HendrickRichmond.com. That's HendrickRichmond.com. Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Richmond can be a Hendrick driver.
On MSRP, dealer retains no money down and $13.88 per thousand financed on Camaros with approved credit.
Now, back to Elliot in the Morning. L102.2.
Like a scene from a movie, that a broken heart to a walking on moonlight. And you pulled me close, split the pit, and then I was gone.
Telly in the Morning, It's a first-time winner's fix to Elliot. 866-235-5468. First-time winners, you will go see Jimmy Buffett and the Coral Reefer Band. You call me. Tickets are yours. 866-866-2468.
It's in the morning.
Clear, calm, and quiet on the side streets right now. No collision, stalled vehicles, or delays. Chippenham 288 in the downtown expressway. Travel volume 95.2.
Right now, Verizon is offering plus 10 gigs of share. Gigantic gigs for $80 per month, plus taxes and fees, disease, and $15 smart line. That's more data than ever to do more of everything you want. Now also get $300 or more when you trade in your smartphone and buy a new one. Plus, and the only network for one in speed, call, data, and reliability. So you never have to sell for second or third. Save without settling today. Get $300 or more when you trade in your smartphone and buy select Verizon stores on the 4G LTE network. Settle. Verizon. New 4G smartphone edge activation and port in required. $300 to $200 bill credit plus one bill credits applied within 2 to 3 billing cycles. Trade-in must be in good working condition. Subject to customer and edge agreements and credit approval. Wireless.com. Ranked second half 2014 U.S. National.
Where do you get 0% 2015 Optimus, Forte, Sedona's? No payments for 3 months and 100 gallons of gas? Only at Pearson Kia. During their summer's offers, 0% financing is big. 3 months is bigger savings and 100 gallons of gas savings. So stop by today and make this your best summer ever. Pearson Kia, 8301 West Broad Street. Or Pearson Kia. Gas offer valued at $250. All new car purchases meet eligibility requirements to participate. Sale ends July 6, 2015.
If you're a contractor running a construction trailer or an entire building, Temp Power has quiet trailer-mounted and portable generators up to 500,000 watts. It carries light towers and conditioning, so you can work around the clock. On-site diesel fuel delivers Temp Power for everything you need on the worksite. Temp-power.net. 308-3414. 308-3414.
Summer is about to get busy. Depot is taking one thing off your thank you. 2 gallon perennials, just $9.88. You save $3. So, let's add easy color to the patio. Bright perennial or containers. Then, where they'll return the favor year after year. Let's do this. With 2 gallon perennials, just $9.88 at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing, less only.
Come together at IHOP for new summer stacks. Some fired pancakes like rich and decadent black sweet and creamy banana pudding. And summer, try IHOP's new summer stacks today. Oh, so affordable and only here for summer. For including restaurants.
Duralast hand tools are made tough, so tough they're guaranteed for life. Which, due to them, you know there's always a brand new replacement waiting at AutoZone should you somehow manage to break one, which is pretty hard to do. Or just ask Jim, the tool durability tester.
Last one kind of scratched the wrench a little. I'll keep going.
This Father's Day guarantee with Duralast hand tools. AutoZone.
AutoZone. Super dads deserve super tools on Father's Day. The exclusive Husky 28-piece, a special buy of only $19.8, has tune up the toolbox with alloy steel. With a combo wrench set guaranteed forever. Tighten more than a few nuts, way more than a few years. Super tools for super dads, just in time for Father's Day. The Home Depot. More doing. Valid through June 21st, see store details.
Richmond's number one morning show, Elliot in the Morning on XL 102. In the morning.
Heading out to San Francisco, Labor Day week. I got us puppies on, I know was meant for glitter, rock and roll.
Hi, Elliot, the morning. Hey.
Hello?
Hey, there you are. What's your name, sir?
My name's Robert. How you doing?
Robert, I am. How are you?
Doing all right. Work.
Oh, good deal. What do you do for a living?
I'm a union glazer. I do glass work.
Oh, all right. Big weekend?
Nothing
to keep
this. Hopefully the rain holds off.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, well, let me do this. Let me give you a pair. We'll go see Jimmy Buffett in the band. So if you can hold tight 1 second for me, Kaylee will get some info from you. Have a great weekend, all right?
Sure, thank you very much.
Hey, you got it, brother. Hold on. Run up to line one. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. Who's this?
Oh.
I'm sorry? Carling?
Yeah, I-N-G, Carling.
Oh, I like that name. What is
in England, Carling, Black Label.
Oh, all right. You know what? Good for you. Good. Yeah. Carling, what did you do last night?
I went to H Street Argonaut to write an article about their beers.
Oh, well, you're all into beer, aren't you?
Yeah, it's not bad, huh?
Hey, can I ask you a personal question?
Sure.
I started reading this story yesterday. I meant to get to it yesterday in the sidetrack. Are you, how do you use tampons?
13, so...
A while.
Yeah.
Right. And are they
soon to use?
Probably not.
No. So why is that? And I saw a couple of times, isn't there some model who's like filing this big massive lawsuit against Coca-Cola grocery stores for, she's getting her leg amputated. For TSS,
toxins. Yeah.
She's losing a leg shock syndrome from a tamp, and her lawsuit is that the labeling makes it very hard to understand how to use them.
As a 13-year-old, I could say that. Yeah,
she's 27.
Say the long she.
No, this doesn't go back to when she was 13.
Okay.
I feel like it's pretty recent.
Okay.
That the...
And then got sick and then had...
Yeah, is losing a leg and is now suing. But I don't understand. I don't understand the law. And it's like some big for the lawsuit, too.
Yeah.
And she's suing the grocery store.
Yeah, I mean, this isn't easy for anyone.
That's my girl right there. You shake that tree. You shake that tree.
She said she was 10 minutes from death.
Was she really? She's 27,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, when she amputated.
How?
I don't.
Do you not want your body to be toxic?
She got sick in 2012.
Okay, so she was 24.
Yeah. I mean, it comes with a little piece of paper that's folded up that tells you how to...
I assume you don't read the paper, though.
Not now, but maybe when you're first using them, you
okay,
do.
Okay, but she didn't... Did she just start using them? Like, was she just started using them? Like, there's something about it that... pardon me. There's something about it that sucks to me. But even
yeah,
if four...
Lawsuit, right? Yeah.
Hey, Carly, do me a favor. Hold tight 1 second for me, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, let me get you your tickets. I'll send you to see Jimmy Buffett. Have a great weekend. Hold tight 1 second.
That's sick. She said three times that day.
Right.
But did not. She went to bed. Then she said she had a heart attack.
While she was sleeping?
And her organs shut down.
Right. Yeah.
And then... I guess putting tests on her, that she had toxic shock organs. Less than half of us linked to tampon use.
Less than half. That still seems pretty high.
Yeah.
So maybe it is that confusing.
They had to put her in a medically induced flusher
blood.
No,
I'm telling you, dude, you do not. Hell no. Is that the most common cause of toxic shock?
Sure, that you automatically associate.
That's
the
only thing I can think of.
I thought she just said.
Well, yeah, but the other half,
you could
half
it up, yeah.
Of other just various toxic shock. But I was reading a couple of things where people were like, "This is the stupidest lawsuit ever." There, I mean, like some were saying, like, it's essentially the hot coffee from McDonald's. Where am I going, Kaylee?
She started using when she was 13.
She'd been using them for 10 years. I'm just going to dismiss the case if you don't mind.
It sounds like she did everything correctly.
Well, no, she says the labeling on the boxes are what messed her up.
That's what I don't sense. She was, you know, he had 11 years at that point.
How much is she? She's suing for some sick amount of money.
Well, she was a model. She feels like now that her leg is gone, she's obviously not what she was getting.
Okay, that may or may not be true.
Well, I mean, you can understand the point there.
I don't understand how she ended up like that. From poor label. How you going, Kaylee? Line three? Morning.
Hi, is this
Who's this?
Jessica.
Hey, what's going on, Jessica?
So I read this article about her, and she didn't necessarily got the instructions or how to, like, insert said tampon.
Right.
As much as it is about the what the tampon is going to be out.
But the part that I thought that I read where I saw that she was getting beat up by everybody was that she's doing the grocery store completely, that the on the label instruction leading.
Right. I don't know why she's doing the grocery store. That part doesn't make any sense.
You just start shaking. Case,
manufacturer.
Right, right. If that was the case, grocery store shouldn't be selling, like, soda or, you know, whatever, because that causes diabetes. But, referenced in the article, but they said that if the tampons are made, like, out of just 100% cotton, then they wouldn't have near as many toxic issues. Back in the 80s, I guess, they started using, like, man, because it was cheaper or whatever.
Oh, that's like that pink foam.
That's when they had, like, a huge spike of these toxic shots.
Right.
But they never actually changed. They only changed the box to say that you couldn't have it in longer than 3 days.
What they're made out of.
The tampon,
right? Okay. Yeah, but still, so, if you've been, I still don't get how you use it for 11 years and then you're right back into it.
I mean, maybe back then she the ones
back
that,
then.
No. I'm saying like did she change brands? They said you have to have a certain type of bacteria.
So you already have to have some
toxic
shock. You already have to have like the staph infection, and then once you circling through your body, and then once it's too long, it's like a breeding for the act of that bacteria, and it takes over your whole body.
Ugh, nasty.
I didn't know that.
Right?
I didn't know that either. I had no...
Either. And I've been doing it. I'm doing it for years.
That's why, Diane, I tried to introduce you to... what were we trying to get? Hey, thank you, ma'am. That I was trying to get Diane to use. You just rinse them out in the sink. Remember?
The diva cup.
That's right. Those were my period panties for you.
Modern woman.
Because remember, Congress, too. It's not just the high time. Hi, Ellie in the morning.
Hi. I don't really have long to talk. My name's Katrina. I'm from Richmond.
Yes, ma'am.
But are the coach applicator free? I mean...
Yeah, well, OB free runs, right? Or
sure, which
free
one
now?
Are the what are the crunchy ones?
Excuse me?
No, like the no, you know what I mean. Like
I know what you meant. No, and that's why I threw up.
I've never heard of one described as crunchy.
No, you know what I mean. Like the like feel gooder ones. Like what's the Trader Joe's brand?
OB. Yeah. OB is the one more famous for not having the applicator.
Right. I'd use an applicator.
Yeah, me too. That's
great. Amen, dude. Amen. I'm right.
Speaking of crunchy hippies, let's get back to talking about the U.S. Open at Chambers. Come on. Friday.
All right, very good. I appreciate it. Thank you, ma'am.
All right, bye-bye.
Hi, Ellie in the morning.
Hey, Ellie. How you doing this morning?
Good. What's going on, dude?
Hey, you know, there's a thing about toxic shock syndrome. It's called by keeping them...
Well, yeah, no, I mean, I feel like I've heard that before.
Change them 2-3 times with that. Earlier on, I bet you she turned around and didn't, should have.
Okay, but been using them for 11 years.
But then she just got sick in 2012. Like they said, her...
Oh, so all the way back to 11 years.
I know, they said you had to have, there's only regulation that has, like, the area already going on.
I bet I have it.
And then, and, I mean...
Yeah, they, just remember, LA, don't keep them in too long.
Amen, dude. Amen. Half hour. Every half hour. A little
ding. But they
and
said
then I'm ready.
It's like when she was so deathly ill, she had like 107 fever.
That's high.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's when she said she was like 10 minutes from dying.
7 fever is high. Isn't it like 105?
Seriously. Damn.
What's that? Oh, 107? Don't they say it like it off the doctor?
Hospital.
You don't go to the hospital.
I thought it was, because I know I had 105 once and my mom didn't take me to the hospital. You'll be all right.
105?
How old were you?
I was probably like...
105?
Uh-huh.
Oh, you have to go to the hospital at 105.
No, she put me in the shower.
Oh, it was a cold shower.
I don't think that, you probably should have...
Oh, that? 105?
Swear to God.
I always thought it was 105. What did I just say?
I thought
it was
105
you go to the hospital? Yeah.
I mean, it depends on the kid.
You're definitely calling it 100.
A baby, it's like 100
baby?
Maybe?
No, a baby, like 99. Right in the hospital. I don't even know what they tell you're supposed to do for kids.
If you're over 105, it's not even considered.
Well, what is it?
A fever is 9.6 and 105. It's a whole other level.
Wait, so what do I call it? What about that? Fever? No, I'm at 106.
No, I'm dying. Pending death.
107? That's high.
Yeah.
But your body's cooking. Body's cooking.
At 107.
That's the highest on record?
Station. At 107.6,
your body
range
shuts
is inevitable.
Oh, my God. My God. Do they say when you're supposed to call?
I
think I've ever called for myself.
104 and 105 up.
I don't think I've ever been 103. Diane has. She just threw herself in the shower.
I was like, just remember my mom shaking the thermometer and being like, oh, boy.
Well, did she take your temperature accurately?
No.
You know, that's
true. I was in fifth grade by then. I am not face down at that point.
Your temperature is rectally.
That's the iffy number.
That you can't trust that. Lip on your forehead is not going accurate read.
Let me lick my palm.
That was always the worst. Come here, Al. right up on the forehead. Disgusting. I have a lip liner.
But then the temporal thermometer.
Oh, is that what they do?
She thought up the idea.
Yeah, one. Now that you have one that you just shoot at.
That was the one. Wasn't that the one at the air? They didn't even make contact.
It's just a light that they shine on your head.
You can buy them now, too, but it's the one that they use at the pediatrician. It's a quick swipe over your forehead.
Isn't that the temporal thermometer?
Yeah, that's the, because when we went to Africa, they shot you, and Ronnie kept, like, ducking his head and couldn't catch him. Dude, 107.
And they said there was an infectious disease specialist who came in and immediately said, does she have a tampon in? But it was almost, it was like instinctive to him.
Hey, can guys get toxic shock?
Yeah, we've talked about that before, and the answer is...
You get it from?
One of the other 50%+ things that it's caused by.
No, if the most common cause for a dude, what's the most common cause for a dude?
It's staph infection, isn't it?
Well, you got to have it in your system.
Right.
All kinds of medical problems now.
Entering your body through an opening in your skin, like a cut.
Well, everybody's got that.
That's what I'm saying.
I probably have 8 cuts on my finger right now. Where am I going? Although I do even them off. Like, you can't tell.
I see.
Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hi, is this me?
Yes.
This is James, active duty Marine down at Quantico. For the military... Between 90-94 is considered. If you hit 104, or immediately rush to the nearest, that's when you go into heat stroke territory.
Do you really?
At 104, the average adult sustained brain damage.
Well, just told me it was 107.
No, I said
inevitable. That was inevitable.
Well, for the military, if someone hits at 104, they are automatically murdered.
Hey, how would you? Well, I guess it's ick. But I feel like if I felt like I was a little sick and I wouldn't even go to the infirmary.
Well, if the problem, they actually really stress like heat cases, even heat injury.
Right, right.
Statistically, you'll have it even more. And there are some instances where people have had, and then it can be like 76 with 50% humidity.
Your body
doesn't know how to regulate. I've seen it happen. I saw that for heat exhaustion in the middle of December.
Dude. Sad for, like, heavy workout days. Ooh, man, I'm not feeling good today.
In relation to the men getting staph infections, while not getting too graphic, I know of 4 recruits that got dropped medically because they got a staph infection through a hole that all men share. That's all I'm going to say about that one. Yep.
Yeah.
I ended up, like, describing the medical procedures for fixing that, and I was like, that's nice. You can go away now.
All right, dude. Hey, listen, I appreciate the phone call. Thank you, my friend. Yes, Tyler.
You were in his blank.
I know. Well, I got
the
it right.
Pride that came over your face.
I answered a trivia question.
That's embarrassing.
Hi, Ellie in the morning.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Jackie.
Hey, what's up, Jackie?
A few years ago, I had that wonderful C. diff. That I got from root canal, and I ended up with,
right.
So about once every, it took 5 months to get rid of it.
To get rid of your C. diff? Can I ask you a personal question?
Yes, you can.
You didn't have to get a fecal transplant, did you?
No, thank God.
Oh, but if you're looking for a donor,
and if you did, don't admit.
I seriously were 40 pounds. I was down to living.
Hey, do me a favor, yawn in my face.
They sell that online.
It was awful.
Oh, my God. Yeah, no, they say it's bad.
Every sport, you get a fever, and this is what I'm bad. It was 105. Go to the hospital or doctor or anything because they, what were they going to do? So I would just.
Pull up on Tylenol?
No, but pegging out at 105 every month, you should see a doctor.
I called them and they said they knew what I was going through. I had a one antibiotic that I could take. Antibiotics or what did it, and it would like kill me. So to take and I don't know and cover up, probably get into a tub, and it would usually last 24 hours.
Wow.
And then it would, and I would feel like I was going to die. So when I'd be where I would just be again, but at least I wouldn't have a fever.
Well, now, right?
Oh, yeah, now. Yeah. This was about 4 years ago. My kids would come in, look at me, and go, are you going to live today? And I'd go, yeah, I think I'm going to live today.
Little brain damage.
The annual brand new underpants. Got to do that.
Yeah, I had to go get a whole new supply.
There you go. Very good. I appreciate you. You got it. Have a good weekend. Have a good weekend. All right, let's do some follow-up. 866-235-5468. From yesterday, last night, anything at all that you want to get into, it doesn't matter to me. 866-235-5468.
Elliot in the morning. Lollapalooza all week long. Elliot in the morning is sending you to Chicago for Lollapalooza 20 at Grant Park. Metallica, Alabama Shakes, and so many more. PM all week and William win. 5 trips. We'll tell and give you VIP tickets to the show. Oh, you enjoy Chicago Lollapalooza with your guest. Need more info? Go to Facebook, EITM online. TravelPackLollapalooza.com. Lollapalooza 2015. A trip a day. All week long. The morning.
All clear, calm, and quiet on the traffic front without any collisions, stalled vehicles, or delays on the side streets. Chippenham 288 and the Downtown Expressway. And we're in pretty good shape. Earlier stalled vehicle is cleared side.
Are you ready to shift job to high gear? Then hop and tumble with a ride during the Shift into Summer sales event at Colonial Honda in Chester. Take to the road in a new 015 Accord today with satellite and a 36-month lease month payment to fit just $189 a month with $1,999 due at signing. Colonial Honda has over 1,000 Civics ready to hit the highways, and you can buy any new 015 Civic at Colonial with 0% financing for 48 with local dealer with a worthwhile difference, giving you a 7-year, 100,000 train warranty on every new Honda. Shift into summer now at mycolonialhonda.com. Then take Colonial Honda in Chester.
Expect your deposit and 399% APR financing for 48 months as a dealer via rate all financing. An approved HF and 765.
This is the sound of real buttermilk being poured into a measuring cup. Listen to how thick and creamy. This is buttermilk being mixed with flour. This is a mixing bowl symphony. And it's beautiful. This is
the Mile High Bacon Egg. Thick cut applewood smoked bacon pieces. Only at Hardee's. For a limited time at participants.
New Odor Eater's Maximum Strength Medication provides relief for foot irritation and controls odor and wetness. The formula destroys odor, abuse itching. Odor Eater's Medicated Powder stops the odor, stops the itch.
Hurry into McGeorge Toyota? How about 900? Right now, we're offering incredible deals on 900 vehicles, including over 100 new 2015 Camry. Just $19,998. 0% financing for 60 months. Esteem 67 per 1,000 financed with approved credit through TFS. Plus, every new vehicle comes with 2 years from Toyota and another 10 from McGeorge. That's 4 years of no-cost maintenance and 0% 60 months on brand new Camrys starting at just $19,998. Prices include all Toyota FastAd tax title tags and $495 processing fee. But these deals, like our incredible selection, won't last. It's June 30th. So hurry to 9319 West Broad or McGeorgeToyota.com. McGeorge Toyota. With over 100,000 happy customers, we earn your trust every...
And right! Hold it!
dead for a second.
It's helicopter mechanic and Navy Federal member Jeremy Davis. He can diagnose a chopped air intake from five clicks out.
Centrifugal fuel filter's the problem.
But when it comes to the intricacies of auto loan terms, Jeremy's a bit rusty.
Hey, Rust? I can fix that too.
Keeping helicopters happy is Jeremy's thing. You'll be good with money is ours. At Navy Federal Credit Union, we've got low rates on auto loans that cover 100% of the purchase, including tax, title, and tags. We can even buy your current loan, so you can lower your payment, and there's no refinance charge.
Glad I don't have to finance this bad boy.
Yeah, we will help. We will help you with your auto loan. NavyFederal.org to learn more and see how you with money. Open to the armed forces, the DOD, and their families. Federally insured by NCUA.
Sure, going fast is impressive. But performing over the long haul is even more impressive. And for that, there's STP. Each bottle of Elite Fuel System Cleaner in your power-robbing deposit pots to restore performance. Your engine running better longer. Because greatness isn't just measured in seconds. True greatness is STP. In for the long haul.
I noted that tire tracks leading into the joint were different than the ones going out. Inside, clues were everywhere. Low price necessary. Someone needed new tires and they need them now.
Get up to 100 rebates on select tires when you use the QuickLane credit card. QuickLane is ready to serve. Visit QuickLane.com. Subject to credit approval. Rebate by prepaid tire manufacturer rebate or offer cannot be combined with QuickLane credit card rebate or offer. Rebate for. See your participating goes through 6/30/15.
Of the Elliot in the Morning Building, WWDC, Washington, Richmond. Elliot in the Morning.
So what, did somebody throw something at him?
Some fan jumped up on stage.
Oh, that's right, and they stole the set list.
Right, and then he doesn't know any of the other songs, so they're stuck.
Well, I was worried because the guy injured. He jumped up to steal the set list and just be a jackass. And
right.
Then he jumped off the stage injured.
He heard that. Right. But he wanted to call the cops.
Punish us all, Sebastian.
That was the funniest part of it.
Oh, Sebastian, don't kill people.
All right, listen, we got a lot of stuff coming up this hour. Oh, this hour, by the way, last trip for Lollapalooza. Good week. This week we gave away a trip. Go see Lollapalooza in Chicago, the end of July. So I have one more trip for you this hour. And then in 2 hours from now, studio, Mark Silver is the guy who made the movie. Ron Davis is one of the, documentary, for Bullets. Jordan Davis, 17-year-old guy that was killed in Jacksonville. At the great movie, part of the big AFI series on here in D. Start opening. I think it opens July 3rd, mistaken in D. And then it just keeps popping up all over the place. I know, like a couple weeks later, towards the end of July, it'll open in New Orleans. I know later in the fall, it'll be on HBO. Oh, by the way, I mentioned New Orleans. Who was shooting at me? Who went to my place? The beach?
Oh, it was a silly thing where, like, it was Team Momoji. And with the original girls.
Look at Kaylee's face.
Oh, whatever.
An awful truth.
You always, what's her name?
Fairy.
From the first season. Who was to make fun of? Who went to go see Kesha and looks like you? Janelle, different season. Janelle, who's like 20 and is in her
age. Hey, don't judge. You want.
No, but they this trip that some of them had taken, and they actually went to the beach on Bourbon Street.
God, that's my joy.
I didn't see, it was very quick, and I did not see your girl. Saw the but they did not show the girl.
Well, she's not working, then you're not having them. Oh, man. But when you sent me that picture, I was like, God, oh, I want to get back there in the worst way. All right, follow-up phone calls, 866-2-ELLIOT, 866-235-5468. Line one. Hi, Elliot. Hi, Elliot. Nah, damn it. Maybe I missed you. Let me in the morning.
Is this me?
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
Elliot, this is Grant. How are you?
Fantastic. Thank you. What can I do for you?
I just want to let you know. So last night, I have a friend. He lives outside of Chicago.
Right.
He sent me a text message. And the text message is a picture of Gover student loans. It is addressed to Booty Call. I have no idea. I asked him about it. I don't think he's the kind of guy who a credit application was booted up. It says Dear Booty on it.
That's hysterical. That's pretty good. All right, dude. Hey, phone call. Have a good weekend. Things real quickly. Actually, a couple more than that. Am I the only one that got a good laugh? And I don't think you saw it, a message that was going around yesterday of a softball guy.
Oh, yes.
Who got moved to the outfield
because
he's making a couple of and so he calls the team captain and he does not like that he's being moved to the outfield. I roar. I could even play part of it.
It's just all beeps.
It is so, you stupid mother effer. Like, you don't make mistakes. He just goes off. But it is so good, and it is every softball team got that guy. And how dare you move me to the outfield? Who doesn't make a couple of mistakes? You've never... He just goes off. And it is so...
Like Diane said, it's a lot of beeps, but there is a censored version.
Oh, can I just hear part of it? Because it literally is every softball dude ever has one of these on their team.
Ready?
Yeah.
How do you report? You miss a few grandies yourself. You relegate your own off to the FCO. You lucky beep. You're such a negative and you bring the whole it is an embarrassment being on a team with you. You you know, I'll break you. You got it.
Oh. Jesus Christ.
Hey, you've missed a couple of grounders, too. It's an embarrassment to be on a team with you. I love that guy. That made me laugh yesterday. Who was driving the DC 101?
It was the Hummer.
Yeah, it was.
Where was it?
Well, I can't tell exactly where it was, but...
Haley's got her hand up.
It was an accident. The van? Where is this? Claire, when you were leaving? Oh, so they were going to pick it up. All I know is that somebody sent me a picture of them, so Claire wrecked it? Ooh, man. Timer wrecking a van. That's rough.
I didn't think they could drive those things.
That's rough.
Definitely, as a part-timer.
I thought that rule...
That's rough. You don't want to be that guy.
Mm-mm.
When I was a part-timer, I wrecked the Kyuzu Suzuki.
Like wrecked it?
Oh yeah.
Totaled?
No. It wasn't that bad. Well, I was avoiding an accident, but I guess I overskidded or something like that. Went into a guardrail.
Oh thing. Man.
Kyuzu Suzuki. You could just blow on it. That was a good vehicle though. Unless you were going up a hill.
Dick?
Oh, not because of that. There was just no power. I think it was a two cylinder. So you couldn't get up the
make two.
You couldn't get up the hill.
Horrible.
It was horrible. And remember all the time. So the big joke was the MRI. They were going to put the sunroof on the floor. Oh god. Yeah, there it is. So Claire wrecked it, but Claire was like that. I'm leaving.
I don't even know if it was an accident.
You know what? Screw you, people. It took it right into the sidewalk. I can't tell what they hit though. The picture's kind of dark. But yeah, no, she took that thing right out.
It's like one of those big...
Oh, and Tyler, was it last week that the tequila and soda with Chrysler?
I was talking about it, so I...
Was it good?
I liked it, yeah. It was good. It was refreshing. And so he was saying about...
Yeah, like a decent tequila?
Well, I was going to say, he talked about how it's a nice break from, like, vodka soda.
Right.
And I sort of saw that. I saw what he was talking about in terms of, like, a spin answer.
By the way, you know what's weird? I don't know the soda.
You never had a vodka soda?
No.
You're kidding.
That's different than a vodka tonic. Right. Yeah, no, I don't think anything with soda. Soda's like club soda,
yeah.
Right?
Seltzer water.
Yeah.
Tonic's got, like, the flavoring.
Like, something with tonic I've had, like a gin and tonic and a vodka tonic. Well, I could go for a gin and tonic right now. Doesn't that sound good? I've had, like, soda, like, come. Ever had anything with a tequila soda or a vodka soda? But you know what I want to try that I was reading about yesterday? And this is...
What's that?
Tea drink, which normally does not sound good to me. But I think with bourbon and then some, maybe, yeah, it would be bourbon, coffee, and then something fizzy. Something carbonated. Which I'm guessing would have to be like seltzer, right?
Yeah.
But I was reading about it, it sounds, they say it'll bolt, that thing will wake you right up.
Wait, what's it called again?
An espresso fizz. I've never heard of it. But what you call it? I was reading something about it yesterday. It sounds awesome.
There's no alcohol in it.
Yeah, there is, isn't there? I thought there was bourbon in it.
Has the air of a classic cocktail, even though it's made with...
Oh, goodbye. Goodbye.
Oh, screw that.
Floated over chilled tonic, flavored with orange bitters and an orange twist.
Oh, see, I thought... Oh, maybe it is tonic. But there's no liquor in it?
Bitters? Is that it?
It's not the article that I saw. Huh? It's a drink.
This is from this week.
Oh, never mind. If there's...
Sure, there's a variation, but...
Yeah, the one that I read, I thought had bourbon in it. I don't drink. I'm chatting anything, please. I'll just have that with tonic.
I'll get Jack and soda. Seltzer. I'll do that with my seltzer water.
Kaylee, line two. But that's my fault. That's a big fat finger. Hi.
All right.
Hello. Ah, damn it! I lost you. No big deal. All right. Let me do this. Let me take a quick break. Quick break. We'll come back. Diane's got at. I will give you your last to Lollapalooza. All this week we gave away trips. Today will be the last because it's Friday. So give me one quick break. We'll come back. We'll do some news, and I'll give you a trip.
Elliot in the Morning. Like us on Facebook. Facebook.com/XL.
Nissan of Richmond Traffic Center.
Clear Common Quarrel. Friday commute without any collisions, stalled vehicles, or delays on the side streets. Same for Chippenham 288 in the downtown expressway. Travel volume 95, 295, and 5.
This report is brought to you by Ortho Deer Be Gone Repellent. Deer may be cute, but in your plants. Protect your garden. Be gone. It uses ingredients that animals are repelled by, but it won't hurt those cute critters. The formula works without smelling. Ortho.com.
There's something different about a diamond from Diamonds Direct. It sparkles. It stands out. People know why. It starts with owners who are obsessed with quality and perfection. Every diamond at Diamonds Direct is handpicked for maximum brilliant. Know how to perfect cut that gives you that fact. We're so picky. For every one that we will usually only bring back to our showroom. Then to give you the ultimate in confidence, our diamonds are certified and most reputable American gem labs. In fact, Diamonds Direct has one of the largest selections of GIA certified diamonds in the country. Our quality extends to the rings we sell to. Engagement rings are not cookie cutter. They're handcrafted by the world's top ring designers. Intricate detail and true artisan craftsmen created here in America. No cutting corners, no compromises. That's why you can always spot a diamond from Diamonds Direct. Short pump with Whole Foods, Richmond's Direct.
Hey, it's Fletcher, and just a thing changed because I made the switch open. The nicest crew in the 804 who know everything about the world of vaping and who want to get to know the difference. Dad's Day's coming up. Let's get Dad vaping. What a great gift. This is the high demand. They're going to extend their big sale. So you purchase Dad a kit or an email starter kit, and you save 10% off your entire purchase, and you get your first bottle of e-liquid free. Take Dad in for a consultation at Voltage. Purchase an iStick Tech Delta 2 tank, and you save 10% off your purchase, too. And it seems like they're always throwing a great party at Voltage. Vaping. Again this Saturday from noon to 2, they're going to have a special tasting event. Chris and Lena from Bumblebee Vapor are coming by. Amazing main line of flavors, and do you want in stock at Voltage Vaping? That's cool. There's pizza and a ton of door prizes every 15 minutes. Remember to get by Voltage between now and enter to win a black email mega kit. The drawing's going to be held on Friday, July. Voltage Vaping.
Girl Ass hand tools are so tough, they're guaranteed for life. Due to them, you know there's always a brand new replacement waiting at AutoZone. Should you somehow manage to break one, to do, just ask Jim here, Arden here, for ability tester.
That last one kind of stretched the wrench a little.
This Father's Day, give Dad Duralast hand tools. Available only at AutoZone.
Are you ready to shipping into high gear? Then hop in and come along for the ride during shift into summer Colonial Honda in Chester. Take to the road in a new 015 Accord LX CVT sedan with satellite radio, backup camera, and a 30 payment to fit just about any budget. Just $189 a month with $1,999 due at signing. Colonial Honda has over 150 new Accords and Scorns in the highways, and you can buy a Civic at Colonial with 0% financing for 48 months. We're the local dealer, local Earth Watt Gift Friends, giving you a 7-year limited powertrain warranty on every new Honda purchase. So shift into MyColonialHonda.com. 95 to Colonial Honda in Chester.
Tax, zero security deposit, and $399 processing. 0% APR financing for 48 months as a dealer buyout rate. All financing on approved HFS Super Preferred Credit and 7615.
It's just for sleeping, Annie. Sleepy's selection of adjustable bases for life. Breathe comfortably. And right now, shop Sleepy's half-price and price adjustable base select adjustables throughout the store. With a Serta Pivot Up foundation starting at just $5.99. Do more on your mattress and half off. Now through Saturday at Sleepy's, the only mattress professionals.
More people are driving Ram Drive and Discover event. MoreTrucks.com.
XL 102 with another Big Field Day artist.
Backstage at Big Field Day, joined by Robert DeLonk. My whole day, and even seeing those fantastic sunglasses you have on. They're very like, E.T.
I always think of them as like, cyberpunk.
Get more at Big Field. Now, betting on XL 102.
Florence and the Machine. We'll take care of your tickets. They are VIP. We will take care of your hotel. All you got to do is find yourself a guest to travel with. That's all you got to do. So all this week we've been giving away those trip. Bar trip number 5 today. So we'll do that after we get done. We're done with the news. So let's get into some news, please.
World young man taken into custody after the massacre at the church in Charleston, South Carolina, had reportedly been comments during the attack. One of the victims who had spoken to her said that she was told that Dylan Roof was reloading, and as the people were trying to plead with him to stop shooting, he asked, "You rape our women and you're taking over our country and you have to go." Friend of Roof's, Dalton, is saying that his friend had been planning something along these lines for 6 months. Now he said he wanted to start to do something like that, and then obviously people have seen the Facebook photos that show him wearing patches from the South Africa and Rhodesia under white rule.
Hey, I have a question though. Like when it comes to the friend saying that, and I didn't see anything yesterday. Did the friends like say that stuff? But we just never thought he would. At that point, you got to say something.
I mean, you would
say something to somebody.
Did they just think he would never actually with it?
I don't know. That's still pretty severe.
Obviously, the president speaking out on the matter yesterday. Here's President Obama.
At some point, we'll have to reckon with this type of mass violence. Does not have the answers. It doesn't happen in other places with this kind of frequency. And it is in our subject.
I believe they said that was the 10th such speech that he had had to make concerning an incident of violence on innocent people. Police in the south part of Richmond apparently had to confront a evening who was seen beating on a church door, yelling racial slurs, according to bystanders, and threat inside those doors. The man taken into custody. He was not identified. I guess this determined that the man had a sort of law, but they did put him in a 2-hour observation hold for obviously the safety of the New York prison inmates who have now been gone almost 2 weeks have been added to the U.S. Marshal Service's wanted fugitive list. Office saying that David Sweat and Richard Matt are violent escapees and they are obviously for the public's safety. Sweat serving a life sentence in the killing of a sheriff's deputy. Matt was serving beating death and dismemberment of his former boss. And also, it looks as though Tilly's husband wants out of that marriage.
Oh, yeah, no, his lawyer came out and said, oh, divorce is inevitable.
Exactly. Story. Apparently, authorities in France are warning travelers from that who are being on visiting the United States in the next several months. They're warning the travelers against telling jokes that may be seen as being offensive at sex, because I guess they believe that Americans are too sensitive to comments like that. And something that might be seen as being trivial in another country is not going to fly in the United States.
Wait a minute. Oh, because I traveled thing yesterday, but it wasn't that.
They're also saying
about how bad Americans are at traveling.
Well, they're also saying that, you know, obviously you've got tropical when you're coming into the United States.
Stuff.
Don't go to Detroit.
Every place that, did they say that?
Yeah.
Detroit's rebound. It's a great place to go.
Warning against, or go traveling rather to cities like Detroit or Chicago. And even against kids.
Jimmy Buffett just bought a guitar in Detroit. It's $15,000.
I'm sorry, what? He bought a $1,000 guitar?
I know, Mar. He told you he watched the video. I did.
$15,000 for a guitar?
That's like nothing to him.
That's still, that's very expensive.
And I guess they are, telling people, you know, don't have, things like children using bathrooms, their gender, because harassment against minors. Who are these about the United States?
Are we a bad place to visit? Like, if you lived overseas, you know, something that, and that's what I thought you were talking about, was to say, I'll get into that later. But, like, if you live overseas, do people like, oh, don't go to the U.S.? It's way out of control there.
I feel like there's no shortage
the
of
front pages, and you'd think, is it there?
No shortage of foreign travel.
I feel like there's no shortage of foreign travelers coming through
the U.S. at any point.
But, like, is that, like, we're not a good place to go visit? I don't want that to be the case.
Hey, y'all know the drinking age is higher there. That didn't sound French, but I don't get it.
What's it?
I mean, what's up with the, oh, God, don't tell any off-color jokes.
No,
what?
Don't do it. Just, you know what, you're better off not even going.
Guy in Spain ordered a glass of white wine at a restaurant and apparently died when they accidentally served him a glass of industrial cleaner stored in a wine bottle. So I'll go out. You know what? It's not bad. I don't want to be one of those people.
Wait,
couldn't
you smell that?
You would think.
But they had no idea they just drank the whole thing?
I guess not.
I wouldn't know.
A woman who was believed and died at her home in Sterling Tally had just turned 116. You remember her. She went bowling before and actually wing trip until shortly before her death. So now the title will go to Brooklyn, New York, who turns 116. Next month. New survey asking people accidentally leave behind in their rooms. Electronics and their chargers were number one. Apparently sex toys came in. That's nasty. Rain delay last night. Nationals fell to the Rays 5-3. So now they'll play the Pirates all weekend at Nats Park. Bryce Harper game with a hamstring strain after making a throw from the outfield. Afterward, he said he was having problems with his knee, including all of his problems
today.
That
team is so beat up.
Yeah.
I mean, you got Jason Worth out now with being dinged up the other day with his toe and his back. Zimmerman's out. Just came back. Strasburg. Man, is that team beat up.
Orioles fell to the Phillies last night. The lone run coming off of a run by Manny Machado. Adam Jones had to sit game the third game in a row that he has missed. Shoulder and toe issues. So the Frederick Keys reminding they eject bobblehead night.
I got to get in there and pick one of those up.
For the first 1,000.
Hey, did they say, is Major League going to go after
or
being on his phone during the game? Like Major League Baseball. So the story with Sandoval was he got in trouble because he didn't play night for his night at soccer. It was either like the sixth or seventh inning. I think it was the seventh inning. He went in to take a piss in the game.
Yeah.
And got on his phone. He was liking a couple of Instagram photos during the game. And so I guess one of the Boston reporters noticed that he was active on game and started tweeting. So the Red Sox tonight said, you can't do that. You know, by the way, if I were a coach, do you know how freaking pissed I would be?
Furious.
In the middle of the game, the dude, by the way, I don't know what a reasonable excuse would be that you would be on your phone.
It is baseball.
But even he was bored. It's like, now he listened. I sucked this year, but still, it doesn't matter. I don't care how good or bad you are. You can't be on for any reason. Oh, hey, sweet picture.
So you want them to fine him?
Major League Baseball had arrears being on electronic devices during a game.
Yes. Once that's in
it. That's it.
Yeah.
Like you can't, or anything electronic
yeah.
at all.
Yeah.
So does he get it?
That covered a personnel clubhouse.
Yeah, no, you're not supposed to use electronically. Once, I guess it starts.
I was flirting.
He said, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
No, but
no
I mean, at least he admitted to it. It wasn't, you know, arguing.
There was no way around it.
I made a mistake. I apologize. He said it was like one of those things where it's like, oh, I'm going to the bathroom. Let me check my phone real quick.
He can check his phone to be like, oh, do I have a miss? By the way, you can't do. So it wasn't, no, it wasn't like, oh, mail.
He said I was in the bathroom. I put on, I just grabbed my phone and checked it.
He started liking
photos.
Well, that's...
Like you haven't accidentally double-tapped.
But it's during a game.
$25,000 fine.
That's it?
But Keselowski got for tagging at Phoenix. So the precedent is out there.
But baseball has to do...
I mean, will it be a...
Has to be.
Yeah.
You... Like, I know that there are some teams. Now, listen, I don't know exactly what the rules are when it comes. You can't use your phone. You know that there are, like, in hockey, for example, if the league has a stipulation from this point on, like baseball does of batting practice. I would assume they do. For gambling reasons and guys throwing games. They don't want that to be part of it. So, but I know that there are, that from the time you get tell, nothing. Like, you can't the bus to listen to music, but you can't tweet, you can't text, you can't, like, none of that. And some of those are just what the official rules are from the NHL. But baseball, you can't get on your phone in your phone.
I guess the count, yeah.
Oh, she got great body. Yeah. I mean, I don't blame her. I'd like the picture, too.
Surprise, you only give it a time. Name underscore legacy.
But, yeah, no, you don't have a problem with his tape. I have a problem with that's going on during the game.
Their expectation is they'll be disciplined coming from.
There has to be. And if you were a test, be like, dude, we're 1,000. We're having. Oh, I'd be hot.
Elsewhere, Oakland hosting a chance at the Golden State Warriors, so that'll start at 10 o'clock West Coast time, ending up at dinner for. A big rally. One day at the U.S. Open, there is a tie on top of the leaderboard with Dustin Johnson, Henrik Stenson, both.
Oh, a tie at 152nd place. The Tiger.
Tiger.
Some other people.
10 over, unfortunately, for him. I think they said he is a...
You know what I can't tell you, though? Because he's so bad. I did learn something yesterday.
About Tiger?
No, about golf.
Oh.
It's like 100 and something people when the thing starts. That's a lot of people, dude. I had no idea. 150-something people? Wow. I had no idea that there were that many people in it. Either was telling me that at one part, at wall from the sand, into another place of sand. It's probably not what they call it on TV.
Well, but there were guys struggling.
Okay, but he's Tiger Woods.
There's sand all over that course. I'm telling you, this is in the United States.
So should I watch that tonight?
No.
It's bad, yeah.
It's the only time they're going to have the U.S. Open there, or do they sign like a multi-year contract?
I have no idea. I have no clue. I don't know any of these places. I just know 52nd place. It makes me laugh.
Let's look at news and sports.
XL102.
Someone at work or have a friend who drives a Toyota. So ask them what they like most about their Toyota. Is it the dependability, the technology, style? .com to find the Toyota that's right for you. Plus, check out special offers at a lot that can make now buy or lease your new Toyota. You'll find 0% APR financing on 90, including new 15 RAV, Prius, and Sienna vans. Plus, check out well-appointed Avalons, all-wheel drive Highlanders, and rugged 4Runners, which all come with 2 years of no-cost maintenance, including APR financing available to qualify PR vary by month. Not all buyers will qualify. Pre scheduled service plan is 2 years or 25,000 miles, whichever comes first. Restrictions apply. See participating dealer for details. Special offers end July 6th. Toyota helps you ride. Just ask a friend. Toyota. Let's go places.
Elliot in the morning. XL102.
Standing in a crowded room and I can't see.
got a craving for?
What?
Fully loaded baked potato. I don't know why, but man, doesn't that sound good right now?
Man, I could go for some chives.
Man, that's yes. Man, that's a... All right, 866-266-235-5488. Call me right now. I will give you a trip to Chicago for Lollapalooza. You'll be there July 1st, August 2nd. Grant Park in Chicago. You will see Paul McCartney. You will see Metallica. You will see Florence and the Machine. We've got your airfare covered. We've got your hotel covered. And we have your VIP tickets for Lollapalooza to Elliot. 866-235-5468.
Elliot in the morning.
Marley, Dance and Sporting Goods. Father's Day is right around the corner, and at Dance and Sporting Goods, we have all your... You can only imagine how hard it is to find my dad a gift. A gift stuff like Yeti, Pelican, Big Green Egg, Southern Fried Cotton, and Salt Life. Real combat that my dad's been shooting dad. We have a great select guns like Ruger, Glock, Wesson, Taurus, and many more. Plus, rifle and shotguns by Browning, Beretta, Benelli, Remington, and others. And don't forget the best gift of all, a Dance's gift card you would like. From our family to yours, we would like to wish all the dads a very happy hatchet. Hi, I'm Marley Dance. Y'all know what my dad Marlon says, come on, get you some.
Sporting Goods at South Park Boulevard in Colonial Heights. Like us on Facebook or chat at dancesportinggoods.com.
Sir, today I'm waking you with calming tunes instead of your alarm.
Sure, you'd love this kind of help in the morning.
I also made sugar and cream. Oh, I picked out a fresh to death outfit for you. And here's your breakfast with hash brown sausage and biscuits.
But at least McDonald's breakfast.
Egg McMuffin sandwich with a medium freshly brewed McCafe coffee for only $3. Most locations open at 5 a.m. For a limited time, prices and participation may vary.
Listen to your taste buds. They got your back. Ice cold Coca-Cola when you realize it's just a dollar. Or when they tell you to get one more Coke for the lady, in line behind you. Umber, your taste bud now. But since they don't have hands, a sip of Coke from McDonald's is the next best thing.
Isn't your taste buds some love? Enjoy ice cola, soft drink, or sweet tea from McDonald's for just $1. Prices and participation.
The hot deals on Cool Wheels sales event only at Rick Hendrick Chevrolet Buick GMC and Via Hendrick Driver by visiting the largest selection of vehicles in Virginia at our brand new location just a quarter mile past Shortcut Mall and Whatcut Mall West Broad Street. Over vehicles and 7,000 pre-owned vehicles to choose from. Right now, get up to 4 Autos and Sierras, up to $3,000 off Terrain, $5,000 off all Malibus. Get 0% financing for 72 months, plus $2,000 off all 2015 Camaros, up to $7,000 off Chevy Tahoe. Off Acadias, of Disclaves. Heat up your wallet while saving your kit. Find new roads online at HendrickRichmond.com. That's HendrickRichmond.com. At Rick Hendrick Chevrolet Buick GMC in Richmond, you too can be a Hendrick driver.
All discounts based on MSRP on SRP, dealer rebates, no money down, and $1,388 per thousand financed on Camaros with approved credit.
Months after your accident, will hospital bills, will calls from insurance companies and bill collectors overwhelm you?
Ends meet.
Months from now, physical and financial pain because of someone else's negligence.
At Allen and Allen, there's no injury can affect the rest of your life. Dedicate our lives to fighting for you.
We're Allen and Allen. Call us.
Call 866-388-715 consultation.
No time to fuss with lunch? Introducing Chinello's new lunchbox deals. 6-inch sub, fries and a drink, $6. Salad, garlic, $6. Small one, $6. Pick up or delivery options. Call now or order online only at chinellospizza.com.
Authorities on scene of a crash at Laurel at Albemarle Street in Oregon Hill. I don't know what avenue, but no problems on the side streets anywhere else. Line travel volume, no delays on Chippenham 288 and the Downtown Expressway. Crash reported on the shoulder of 64 westbound. Just past.
Now in the morning on XL 102.
quick, Diane, you ready for this?
What's
up? To work at Bellagio, had two laundry carts packed full of sex toys. Sex toys, including...
You leave that.
You just took it for the trip and leave it there. By the way, I bet Menino used to be inside that cart all the time. Six to Elliot, 8235-546. Hi, Elliot, in the morning.
Hi, this is Mike.
Mike, how are you, sir?
I am doing...
give you a trip to head to Chicago.
Yes!
You and a guest will go to Chicago. We there for 24 May. So yeah, all you got to do is come up with somebody to go with. We'll take care of your airfare. You get yourself VIP for Lollapalooza again. It'll be the end of July, July 31st through August 2nd, and you will see Hardy. You'll see Metallica. You'll see Florence and the Machine. 3 days of music. The music's around Chicago, dude. That is going to be a great.
Dude, that is awesome. I already have somebody to go with.
Awesome for you, dude. So listen, hold tight one second. Haley will get some info from you. And, dude, have a blast while you're in Chicago. I'm very envious of you.
Dude, it's going to be a great
show. Oh, good for you, dude. Hold tight one second for me. Hold on one second for me. So there you go. 5 days, five trips to head to for Lollapalooza. God damn, I want to go. Oh, I want to go to that show. I want to go to Chicago. I can tell you this, next week, when we get back from the weekend, and we got a couple of things that we'll be doing is we'll give it a see Imagine Dragons next week. When you win those tickets, you go backstage and you meet next week, and I think we got a bunch of Raw first couple of rows. So we'll do that next week. The other thing that you were talking about when you were talking about how like the French are warning us, we're talking about this other story I saw popping around yesterday. Are the worst behaved for urinating in the pool, what else? stealing hotel toiletries, calling in sick to extend their hanging their bill.
And hotel bills?
I didn't even know you could.
They so have your credit card down? Yeah.
Yeah. I don't understand how you could skip out. Is it different over?
No idea.
Have to put a credit card down for like incidentals?
I thought so.
I know when you go to the A-Hat, you gotta put down. How do you skip out on a bill? Out on a bill. Dine and dash at a restaurant. Restaurants can't skip out on a hotel stay.
Yeah, no, that doesn't make any sense to me either.
Even, I get, like, if you had about a hotel, if you had to put a credit card, boom, you charge incidental. So I don't understand that. None of that makes any sense to me.
No.
But instead, Americans are skipping out on their bill of, like, dumb categories. And by the way, Don't make it like, oh, because you pull. Big deal.
And they're the ones who admit to it.
No, they say the Americans and Canadians are the worst who get in a pool or the ocean.
That, like, called in sick and lied about being able to get back to work.
Oh, see, I thought, when I read that, that's the other categories. You're right, to extend a holiday one more day. Called in sick to extend more day. I thought it was like take the day before, like call in sick before you go on vacation. I've never done that either. I know somebody in this building who has. Mm-hmm. Although if you're going to call in, it's probably better to do it at.
That to me seems like a rich person thing where they're like, oh, I just want to. Like,
oh, I didn't even think it's that. I just got back and, you know, I got back in late Sunday.
You're not sick. You just got home from vacation.
Yeah, well, tell that to...
that was before.
But she did it before.
Who are we talking about?
You know who.
No.
Really?
Kelly?
No.
You could have just written it down.
Yeah, the day before her vacation.
Yeah, Keely, yeah.
Yeah. and Lou got pissed.
Oh, you can...
Okay, so pee in a pool. Big deal.
I'll give you that one. That one's not bad.
No, that's not bad at all.
The headline, wholeheartedly. So let's see.
What, that Americans are bad? Why? The penis. Can I tell you this? I was at the community pool the other day. My kid got out to go use the bathroom, and I, to pee, not going to poo, you're going to get out.
Thank you.
Pee? I almost said something to him.
Like, what are you doing?
I feel like I can say, since I'm old enough to remember, never. Ever gotten out of a pool or out of to take a pee?
You would think you would try this once you bad kids, you would try to teach them that.
At some point, Jackie said, remember, if you have to use the bathroom, get out of the pool. But I can promise you, I have life. And once, in Manasquan, didn't get out of the ocean for two. That I didn't do. I did
good for you.
And then put them right back on. I've only done that once.
That's so abnormal.
But don't criticize America, because everybody sitting in this room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why I said that this article or survey has more substance. To me, that one.
That's nothing.
To label all Americans as horrible travelers is my job, so let's see how they back it up.
Toiletries or robe home from a hotel?
I paid for those. Not a robe. They charge you for that.
Can I say this real quick? Can I go back to the peeing thing for a second?
Sure.
They say 64% of Americans have percent.
Oh, pee the pool.
That's 64% euro. Euros.
Like, so it is 100%. Yeah. By the way, the Germans are all like, oh, we get out. No, you don't. Gets out of a pool. Take a piss.
Well. The bedroom.
Stolen toiletries or no. I don't take any. No. I mean,
I always do.
Oh, that's not true. It's something I take every time I travel. I take a towel. Because I separate.
Okay, towels were toiletries.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Those little bottles.
I pay to use a towel. The reason that I steal a towel is to separate the wad of dirty clothes from the wad of clean clothes. That's the only reason I do it. But I do steal a towel.
Killer.
The worst part is I feel like for this survey, you would have had to identify as Canadian. You're not even bolstering the claim.
Who do their research for vacation work? Yes.
Of course.
Everybody does that.
It's just
a bad vacation. But yeah, I'm
but
with
they're
you
not even on vacation
at that point.
On vacation from this assignment. come on. It's a true fact in their favor. Identify that.
Has called in to extend their vacation by one more day. Never done. That I would never do.
Doesn't that make you someone who's like celebrating traveling and celebrating the bad tourists?
You don't want to leave.
I'm just going by. No, I think that's where you're wrong. I don't think it's where I'm going to stay the extra day wherever I am. I think it's I get
I've known
home.
People who've done that before.
Be on the list of Americans are terrible employees.
Right. So.
Like get home super late on a Sunday night.
No. Oh, no. I've never called in sick to work because of extended a stay. I didn't pay for it, but I extended a stay once. When we all got fired in Philly, Lander extended our stay. Tanning beds, that's stupid. During a vacation.
Again, that's an instant survey.
By the way, we're not the worst.
Timo.
Yeah. So there's nothing that bad. Other than skipping out on a bill. They say that we're the worst at that. I need somebody to explain that to me.
Yeah.
I don't know that I would, if I were in England, I don't know that I would.
For skipping out on a hotel bill?
In England? No. Like, back in America.
What's wrong with England?
I could go to England.
Okay, then why feel guilty about that?
Because here in the United States, you feel like you're going to get caught. Doing it there, like
so
I'm in a whole other country. Reciprocity.
You're checking in, you got to be like.
Oh, no, that's what I'm saying. I wouldn't do that. Understand how that would work. Like if we skip the bill in, no, Dubai's a bad, that, no, you go to jail for that. No, you know what, I will even do it there. I would feel bad.
There's a couple of others in the survey that weren't highlighted by that article. Reserving a lounge chair with your towel.
Depending on the resort, always.
Wait, you know what? I get up at 4 a.m., pull at 4 a.m., and I leave a shoe on each, and then I go right back in.
No, see, those are the people I hate. It's what? No.
Because everybody else does it. I do the exact same thing.
That's the worst.
You know what?
On the place, because some places it is like everyone for themselves. You've got to do that or else you're going to cement.
Yeah, you're damn right. And I hate that.
Heavily frowned upon, 64% of Canadians and 15% admit to the crime.
Oh, do it all the time.
Their words, not mine.
Do it all the time.
Travel crime. I guess there are worse travel crimes I've seen locked up abroad.
Oh, no, I do that all the time. We went to over the Memorial Day weekend for the kids' hockey trip.
Mm-hmm.
There was a pool at the hotel. We for a game at like 5. So I was telling the kid, get your bag. I put a towel and like a mag would be there when I got home.
At like 3?
Noon. Got back at noon.
Those are the people that piss people off. Once you like drop it off and you're like, I'm going to go get...
Everybody does it. And so no, screw it. Every day. I'll set an alarm to go down there and do it. I'm just going to put a good to go.
And also sneaking goods through customs. Now, I will say it's not the Americans lead in this category.
Germans.
No, it's the Chinese. What? These are my 94 iPhones.
I don't understand what you mean, sneaking stuff.
Not declaring it.
Oh, guilty.
Or smuggling.
Everybody's done that.
Yeah.
Yeah, T-shirt. That's all.
Well, the Chinese lead the pack bidding.
Did you declare your Dubai Diva T-shirt? Because no. That you should...
One horrible purchase because you feel like you got to bring something home. Jesus.
Where am I going to? Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hey, Elliot, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, so, well, first of all, I had the Blackhawks parade yesterday, and that was just awesome.
Oh, dude, was it just great?
Oh, it was so cool. I was literally away from Marian Hossa. It was awesome.
Man, that is I have never been to a ticker tape parade, but I can only imagine it's the greatest.
Oh, it's great. And I got some awesome, though. It was cool. My boss actually encouraged us to go. So.
Yeah. No, because like when I worked, Yankees had a bunch of them. But the go because of work, I would love to go for a ticker tape parade.
Yeah, it was awesome. I'll send you the pictures of the parade. It was pretty. But I wanted to call. I actually work for a hotel. I've worked for a hotel for five years, and then multiple times where people skip.
But I don't. How do you even do that? Don't you have to put a credit card down when you get there?
Yeah. When they check in, we take a card and we authorize it for the amount. Is for the room taxes and, you know, dental. But sometimes what they do is like when we swipe it and it's like taking the time to authorize, they call their card. I've seen that happen. And I've also seen when like we have a card on file or stay and I can't register it in time. So like they'll get like a free night stay because I have money on their credit card.
Not to me. I don't even understand how you do that.
Yes, it's a big pain in the butt for people. And, like, every morning, the morning person comes in, and there's, like, a note that says, such and such hasn't paid their bill, this is the outstanding balance. And as the front desk person, we have to go and track that person down.
Right.
Head down to the front desk to give their keys and pay their bill. So, and I'm like, hey, you know, this front desk, this is the amount. We have an issue with your credit card. Can you call? They're not coming down.
By the way, massive inconvenience is... When you get the call from the front desk and it's like, hey, and it's not working, you better try it again. And they're like,
that's all I got.
Well, we've run it 3 times. Find a bank and hold a room. A pain in the ass.
Well, the hotel that I work for is notorious, and we have a no party policy. So,
way to institute.
We have a sign that says no parties, and we have, on the weekends, we have every single guest sign a no party policy. And, I mean, I've worked in the business for 5 years, like I said, so I can kind of pick out, like, I know who's going to have a party. So, most guests, I really put into a $100 security deposit because, as, like, an incidental, so that they, like, if they party, they don't get that money back. Like, and they sign an agreement knowing that when they check in.
Oh, that's pretty good. What hotel you work for?
I won't say it on the air, but I'll talk to you afterwards.
Good for you. Hey, send me those pictures. Fine.
Yeah, absolutely, and I've got
a... All right, now you're rubbing it in. Hey, I appreciate the phone call. Thank you, ma'am.
I listen to you every morning from Maryland, so I love listening to you. Seth.
You got it. Thank you very much.
Diane, have you ever found your goods in the pool?
No.
To the same resort as Kevin.
People take your crap off a chair and throw it in?
People get pissed.
He tweets in the pool. For the hotels.
Would you have the balls to do that?
No.
That's
Diane's
good,
the offender. Punish other people doing the same thing. She wants that.
You get out there at 7. Stuff. The F got out here before 7. Well, I'll just throw all this in the pool. Dude, that's balls.
This is from Anonymous. Buy a green $10. Hotel pre-auth $1 for stay.
bar tabs.
Not me, though. All right, let me do this. Hold, if you're on hold, don't go anywhere. I'll grab you next.
Elliot in the...
Trouble on 195 North. I'm north in between Laburnum and Bryant Park. A stalled vehicle currently blocks your left lane. A collision 54 West over the Shaka Valley. A collision's reported for Williamsburg Road at 9 Mile Road and Hungry Spring Road at Old West Drive.
Thinking about selling your car? Priority wants to buy it. We're paying up to 100 fee for trades. How much is yours? Just stop by with your car for a quick appraisal. We'll buy your trade whether you buy from us cash or put it towards a quick car from Priority. Visit either of Priority's used car dealerships, Priority West End Car Supercenter in Petersburg for full stock with quality used cars and trucks. All makes and models. Some start on. And best of all, every Priority comes with Priorities for Life. Oil and filter changes and state inspection for life. We even engine for life on select used. Priorities for Life saves our customers thousands. Why pay for an oil change? Get cash for your trade from hundreds of quality new used cars at Priority West End and Priority Used Car Superstores. Shop online at PriorityUsed.com.
People wonder how Cap Center borrow closing costs and great rates.
The question whether Cap Center's low interest rate and no closing costs was real. I mean, come on. Where can you get delivered? They say they're doing it, and they do it. We had closing documents from the bank that we've banked with for 15 years. Once we got the Cap Center closing docs, there was absolutely no comparison. Hearing it saving $4,000 in costs, we just had to go with Cap Center. You got to check out Cap Center. Zero closing costs. The competitive interest rates was just tremendous. I'm Suzanne Gregory, and I'm a happy Cap Center customer. Cap Center's like a banana split with a cherry on top.
Yeah, call 1-804-968-5000 or visit capcenter.com for a free quote. Important limitations apply based on credit factors. NMLS number 6767. Get information at nmlsconsumeraccess.org. Equal housing lender.
For you, it's an X kind of day. For your car battery, it's a struggle in the scorching heat kind of day. So stop by AutoZone today for a free check and make sure, at the very least, it'll give your battery a break while we take care of the AC for a few minutes.
Hey, boss, I've been working hard for a jewelry store. We're going to crush diamonds direct with this. Look, our customers...
Fantastic, show me.
Here's one guy saying this anniversary gift here.
Yeah, what's that other part?
Hashtag I should have gone to diamonds direct.
What's a hashtag?
Oh, wait. The guy says his fiance loved the engagement ring she got here. See?
Oh, good. Wait a minute. Another hash brown.
Hashtag, sir.
Hashtag, right. The Diamonds Direct. Hashtag overpaid. This is crazy. This tweet thing is...
Don't take chances. If you post all over social media, Diamonds Direct. Bigger, better quality diamonds for less. And all the designer love to show off. Like Tacoma, Diamond G and more. Diamonds Direct. Richmond's direct diamond importer. Short pump.
Oh, here's one. He says our...
Hashtag until I found Diamonds Direct.
Ugh, you twit.
You mean tweet?
No, twit.
Ready to shift your car shopping into high gear? Then hop in and come along for the ride during the shift into summer sales of Winchester. Take to the rough to the rough 15 Accord LX CVT sedan with satellite radio backup camera and a 36-month lease payment to fit just about any budget. $189 a month with $1,999 due at signing. Over 150 new Accords and Civics ready to hit the highways, and you can buy a new 15 Civic at Colonial with funding for 48 months. We're the local dealer with a worthwhile difference, giving you a 7-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain on a new Honda purchase. So shift into summer now at mycolonialhonda.com. Then take I-95 to Colonial Honda in Chester.
This excludes tax, $199 prior financing for 48 months as a dealer, approved HFS Super Preferred Credit, and 7615.
Your bed isn't just for sleeping anymore. Sleepy's selection of adjustable bases contour to fit your life. Read, work, and work eagerly. And right now, shop this adjustable base sale and save adjustables throughout the store. With a Serta Pivot Up foundation starting at just $5, do more on your mattress with an adjustable base. And half off all Saturday at Sleepy's. The only...
From the top of the Elliot in the morning, EWDC, Washington, WRXL, Richmond, Elliot.
Did I steal you wrong? Were you hoping that I'd come where? If this world is too long, tell me now. I never took my foot off of the pedal. I never took my eyes off of the road. I ran straight every red light. Where?
coming up a little bit later on this hour. Two for one. I have more tickets for you to go to the Quicken Loans National. Takes place at the Robert Trent Jones Golf Club in Gainesville. And then number two, we will be joined by Mark Silver and Ron Davis. I'm really looking forward to them getting here. Minutes, 10 Bullets. It's the name of their documentary. It's great. 10. But it's great. So anyway, they'll be here probably about 45 minutes from now. We'll talk to them. Really looking forward to that. All right. Thank you very much. By the way, the number of people that'll just throw stuff off of a chair. And listen, I'll be the first to go out and do that. But I only do it because everybody else does. And everybody's got their stuff. You know what I'm not doing? Throwing their stuff. I couldn't do it.
Especially not in the pool.
Well, what'd you say? There's one guy who throws, the guy throws. But and Tyler's right. Like, we were talking. Because somebody's going to go out and come out and go, oh, my stuff was there. And the person right next to it's like, oh, yeah. You see that dude with the dog tattoo on his leg? He's the one who threw your stuff away.
That guy's a dick.
Oh, okay. I'm going to go beat his ass. And now I'm in a fight at a pool.
You knew what the professional
sea champ
would be.
Yep. Threw his. I just threw his flip flop.
Oh, hey!
Where am I going, Kaylee? Line 6. Hi, Ellie. In the morning.
Hey, what's up? This is Austin.
Hey, what's going on? Austin?
What's going on? Physically able to pee in the pool or an ocean, and neither are my children.
When you say not physically,
like a block. Like I try. Like I'd love to pee in the pool. But I can't. I physically cannot pee in the pool. No, I could step out to it, maybe. But I can't pee while I'm inside the pool. And my kids get out every time to go to the bathroom.
Doesn't it piss you off?
Yeah, I wish my kids would pee in the pool so they keep getting out.
Because
the amount of water they drink
is
drinking.
It is the worst. I hate.
Get him in contact with the National Institutes of Health. See it ministry.
I don't understand. Wait, so and even,
like,
if, even
I'll
if it's...
try, and it'll be like... There's literally something holding it. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's because like, I had the fear, like, the water in it since I was a little kid.
By the way, nobody ever does
there's
that.
There's so many who would set that off, but yeah.
I will go the other way. I don't know if I've ever been in a pool that I haven't peed in. Yeah, I don't. That never crosses my mind.
Yeah, no, it's a pain, like, in the ocean. Like, what am I supposed to do? Like, I can't. Like, it's physically... I just can't.
That's crazy to me. I will say this. I am very careful, though, to move about. Cares? You can't see anything.
It's warm?
Wait, no. But in a pool, I'm very careful to move about.
I know. Move about.
Oh. No, but in a pool, you got to move around because I do have the fear. Like, this is more of a health thing, but my urine is pretty dark. So I just feel like
it's because it's coffee. Yeah. It's not, there's no water in it.
So like if I feel like if I'm standing still, you're going to be able to tell. So I'll like move about in a pool.
Wave pool or something.
Oh God.
To make sure. So if you see me moving in a pool, chances are I'm going.
Last year at the pool, our daughter just to pee. She's like, okay, fine. Like after struggling to do it, she stepped 3 feet away from the pee to stand in front of everyone.
We've all been there.
Yeah. Guys, have a great morning.
All right, dude.
Bye.
Hey, getting out of the ocean, that's ridiculous. I don't know who would waste their time. To get out of the ocean and get all sandy and everything just to go find some pool? Or find... I get out of the ocean...
I gotta go to the pool to pee.
To leap up to the bathroom? Hey.
When you went number two...
Yes.
Dan.
Yes. I know, it's disgusting. Yeah. Disgusting.
I'm not the disgusting one. Why?
Why? Because I had to go.
You were lazy.
Not lazy.
You couldn't, you had to go and then run to like find a bathroom.
I'm sure the answer to that is yes.
You're like,
why?
Yeah, of all the people that like could possibly do that, I don't require a reason from Elliot. Yes, that's him.
By the way, I've only done it once.
Okay.
And it was New Jersey. I'm tracking it like Mary Lee the Shark. I'm sorry, where am I going? Line 8? By the way, I would celebrate if somebody like in Portugal was like, what happened?
Like when this tsunami happened?
I made it further than that girl in hi, Ellie, in the morning. Yes, sir.
I wanted to talk about a couple things real quick. One with the guy who couldn't pee, there's actually a...
a medical term for that. It's called shy blah blah. Sometimes like some people have a hard time going without being around for whatever reason.
I get that, but it's I guess maybe that is the case. I don't. Yeah, I mean, it's freakish to me. It does seem freakish.
I had it once myself. I was on probation, and my PA pee in this cup, and it, so I couldn't go. It just made it really awkward.
Well, what do you do? I mean, for parole off.
Yeah, just next time I drink almost like a gallon of water before I got there. It kind of helped.
Yeah, no, I hear you. Kaylee, you'll pee in a pool. Yeah,
I peed in a pool. But there was something else I wanted to talking about earlier about... why Americans are so bad, because peeing, and honestly, I don't think countries stem from peeing in a pool. I think our biggest is, we spend more on our defense budget than, like, the next year combined. And the country we
What does
have,
that have to do with me stealing a toiletry?
Not a whole lot with toiletries, but you were talking about some of the problems in America as far as peeing in a pool, and I'm saying that's not really a problem.
Believe me, I'm from it. I completely agree with you, but I get where you're coming.
Right.
All
right. Okay.
All right. Thank you, dude.
No, it's problems living abroad.
Yes. And it's not even abroad where I'll go out and hold a place.
Anywhere, rec center.
But at the community pool, it's cool. Except there, I can't get in. Put something down and then go to the snack sorella sticks.
That's the perfect poolside snack.
It is. Oh, I love a mootsie.
Really?
Line four?
Hi. Hi, it's me.
Yeah, hi. Who's that?
This is Rick from Maryland. How are you?
Hey, good. What's going on, dude?
Hey, you said you pin an
ocean. I had a bowel movement. Yes.
Yes, I am.
Well, it's the same thing in Ocean City. It's absolutely horrible, Elliot. Absolutely horrible.
Why? Oh, you were sick and that's why you had to go?
No, he was embarrassed.
Oh.
No. I knew I had to put bumpy boarding out of the way.
Yeah, you know what? I can't say any longer. Look at those. What if they go away? By the way, don't think, first of all, don't feel too badly. I bet you could drain the ocean. You only ones that have gone.
Oh, man. I tell you what. There was a bad current in the ocean.
Okay. All right. I can't. I can't. By the way, the smuggling thing? For smuggling stuff back?
Yeah.
Stuff, or is it like smuggling?
Well, I read it as declaring and then thought, oh, maybe they're talking about bringing I don't mean like some sort of counterfeit goods or whatever, but not declaring, but all items that you're never supposed to bring in. I think those were the two things that they
like
were
fruits
dealing
and
with.
Meat? Have you been to a farm? No. But yeah, no, I never declare any. One t-shirt. That's it.
That's it. Everything.
T-shirt. Oh, we got to go on another.
You were talking to Mervis.
What's today? Oh crap! I was supposed to talk to him yesterday.
Oh, wait.
Oh, son of a bitch! I think I was supposed to talk to him yesterday.
Don't worry, it's right up here.
The Manasquan.
It's one of the best places to live in New Jersey.
What, Manasquan?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Maybe Monmouth County.
Not the house we rented.
Maybe Manasquan. This is to live in Manasquan.
House we lived in was nasty. That was where Scott Liptak was a disgust. He had a big, massive chicken. Good morning.
Hey, is this me?
Yes.
Hey, Elliot. This is Sarah from Frederick. How are you?
I am excellent, thank you. How are you?
Is this study that you're talking about what Europeans are saying about America, or is this like worldwide?
You know what? I don't know the answer to it. It was just what makes Americans horrible abroad.
Oh, okay. So I spent time in Tanzania, in Africa, and we well behaved over there. You know, nothing really went wrong or anything like that. We were at the school one day where I was teaching, and they like bathrooms set aside for men and women. There's just basically holes. So one lady, she was standing in line waiting to go, and I'm standing there waiting to get lunch to the big room, and she just decides to pop a squat right there instead of waiting.
Tanzania and Elliot. See, but by the way, you know what I'm surprised didn't makes us bad? Learn anybody's language.
Don't have to.
Yeah, no, because they all can speak English.
Yeah.
But people appreciate it when you make an effort.
I don't know. I've never made an effort.
You just speak loudly and...
Yeah. And I'll
coffee!
I'll slow down a little bit. No. Make an attempt to try.
Sir, it's caffeine.
Yeah.
It's palate. It was a global survey, by the way, she asked, conducted by TravelZoo.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so it was global.
Morning show.
I wrecked their Suzuki Samurai. travel. All right, let me do... All right, break.
I don't want to work. I just want to bang on the drums all day.
Oh, you fired that for the weekend? Oh, we got a party. All right, let me take a quick break. It's Elliot in the Morning.
Elliot in the Morning. Instagram at XL102 Richmond.
From the Nissan of Richmond, traffic's in the left lane right now of 195 northbound between Laburnum and Bryant Park. Sort of 295 northbound near Airport Drive. Collisions reported for Williamsburg Road at 9 at Old West Drive, stall vehicle Newmarket Road at Sweeney Landing Road.
This report is brought to you by Ortho Deer Be Gone Repellent. Deer not when they're eating your plants. Heard with Ortho Deer Be Gone. It uses ingredients that animals are repelled by, but it won't hurt those cute critters. And the no-sting formula works normal. Learn more at Ortho.
Now Verizon is offering unlimited talk and 10 gigs of shareable data. Take gigs for $80 per month plus taxes and fees, and $15 a month per smartphone to do more of everything you want. Now also get $300 or more when you trade in your smartphone and buy a new one. Who wouldn't want $300? Metrics rank number one in speed, call, data, and reliability. So you never have to settle for second, or third, or fourth. Save without stay. $300 or more when you trade in your smartphone and buy a new one. Stop by select Verizon stores on the largest, most reliable 4G LTE never settle. Verizon. New 4G smartphone edge activation and port in required. $300 offer equals $200 bill credit plus $100 trade-in credit. Bill credits applied within due to vehicles. Trade-in must be in good working condition and edge agreements and credit approval. Covered at wireless.com. Ranked second half 2014 U.S. National Root Score Report.
Meet Cash Virginia at 855-215. First Virginia can provide you with a line of $2,000 that can be loaded onto a prepaid Visa card and be used anywhere. Use your line of credit for whatever you need for buying. There are no annual fees, no minimum monthly finance charges, no credit check. You can make payments or access available credit simply by calling 665-55. Getting the money even easier. First Virginia is your trusted neighborhood financial services center. We're open convenient days a week. Our help will assist you the cash you need quickly and easily. Come in and get started right now. Call 855-6555 or visit firstvirginialoans.com to find a store near you. That's 855-216-6555. First Virginia Services Center. Prepaid debit card joint through USA Inc. Card subject to terms and conditions of card issuer. All rights reserved.
Auto parts. We all box. You can pull off your own parts at the best known prices in the universe. But now, that's right, pick. Because now, we offer new aftermarket parts that fit almost any make or model. So stop by one of our three locations. Richmond, Middle Lee, or Chesterfield Auto Parts. Pull off your own great deal.
We're the union 0% in Optima, Forte, Sedona's. No payments for 3 months and 100 gallons of gas. During their summers on us, sales thing is big saving. No payments for 3 months and 100 gallons of gas is big. Stop by today and make this your best summer ever. Pearson Kia, 8301 WestRoger.net. Subject to credit approval. The $250 all new car purchases meet eligibility requirements to participate. The sale ends July 6, 20.
You're a home builder or commercial construction trailer or an entire building. Temp Power has you covered. Temp Power has quiet trailer-mounted and portable generators up to 5. Temp Power also carries light air conditioning, so you can work around weather. On-site diesel fuel deliveries, too. It's Temp Power for everything. Temp-Power.net. 08-3414. 308-3414.
Our biscuits aren't made from scratch like that cabinet build, because the instruction manual is written in a code you need to be a member of the Swedish Embassy to crack. No, our biscuits, like biscuit bakers, wake up every morning to transform buttermilk and flour into a perfect golden brown biscuit. Get 2 Maitre fried steak biscuits for $3.50. Only at Hardee's. For a limited time, it's not included.
More people are driving. It's the Ram Drive and Discover event. More at RichmondRamTrucks.com.
XL102 with another big party.
TMO live. They joined by Dirty Head. Never seen you guys live. So I was like, what kind of set is this? And then has seen you guys like a gross amount of times.
Hey, too.
He threw the mic also. If you're at least going to drop the mic, like do a proper like mic drop.
Get more at BigFieldDay.com.
Richmond's number one. Elliot in the Morning on XL102.
I do want to congratulate Edmund Mary in the University of Maryland. They have completed a fantastic study. And you know what? I shouldn't make fun because I'm guilty of it.
Where is it?
William and Mary.
Yeah.
And the University of Maryland. In a joint study. I guess put together a research project. And it sounds like a waste of time. Diane, let me ask you this. Approach you from here.
Looking for additional parking.
No, come on. Please, mature. If you are kind of anxious, I don't want to say like stressed out, but just feeling a little anxious, and don't comfort food, but is there something that you'll eat? Go like, oh wow, if you eat that, it relieves stress or it takes it away, but something that you gravitate towards that isn't necessarily like fried chicken food. Almost more of a snack than a meal. I may not be setting this because I know what the answer is, and it's 100% right. Because I know that I do it, but I didn't know yesterday that there's actual like research behind it.
I agree with you wondering if you're approaching this right because I'm a little confused myself.
Yeah, no,
Diane.
Yeah, no, I shouldn't have. So they did this.
Go ahead.
So they did this research project, and they found that for people who are a little bit stressed out, and again, don't think of this in terms of like, oh, I'm going to go have a big comfort meal, but just a quick snack, levels you out, and everything's cool.
Yeah.
Pickles. Have a good time.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
See, I would say like popcorn.
No. Popcorn's an enjoyment food. You can't go to eat popcorn.
Carby.
There's in pickles. And by the way, if I think back to, I can't tell you, it's a movie theater. When I worked at Wendy's, we used to sell like those big jugs.
Ew, really? The movies?
Oh, yeah. I've
seen the ones that come in the plastic wrapper at 7-Eleven. I've never seen them on a
stew. I've eaten those. But yeah, so they were saying that the findings are being published of psychiatry research. They studied the dietary habits of 700 and anxiety provoked to itself, learned that people who are partial to things like pickles and sauerkraut, which I also love sauerkraut, not good to kiss after. Good.
Unless you've been smoking.
Social anxiety.
See, for you, and Diane brings up smoking, that pickles kind of engage that oral fixation that you get from the cigarette.
Well, now I know where you're going. You're going because of a pickle spear. I'm talking about, I'll eat a whole pickle.
Well, yeah, same.
Well, I'm not holding up.
Well, no, I'm not pretending that you're smoking it.
Right.
But it's just like, you use your mouth. That doesn't make any sense. Oh, man, that's the back way.
You know, the front.
No, but you obviously, when stressed out, you can't.
So I'll have a
pickle. Nothing to do with that. This is just saying eating reduce anxiety.
By the way, they're awesome. Love them.
I need to try this.
What, having a pit?
Because it's a well-established collegiate study. So I hate people. So, like, I
socially anxious. You should eat a pickle.
And don't want to do anything. If we're put in a situation where I don't want to be, maybe before I have to chomp down.
But you know what's weird? I don't think of it for, like, social anxiety. Like, I have no problem being around people.
It's too snack. No,
it's very... Back, like, yesterday when I got home, I had two pickles. And didn't mean anything. Okay, why would I have come home and gone to tell you why? I had a ton of work to get done. I had to run two errands for Jackie. And then the older kid had like his fifth grade graduation party last night. I'd be short on time. I had to get ready for review today. So I knew like I was starting to get anxious. I wasn't stressed out, but I was just anxious. Went home, jammed right into some pickles.
You saw the study pop up. You're like, damn.
Makes total sense. Total sense.
Does that have anything to do with, like, the saltiness? Because you said sauerkraut.
I think it's more the pickle. Like, the pickle. That's pickled cabbage. Well, it is.
How much pickle juice is on your...
A lot.
And on their shorts.
A lot. By the way, I don't really like the... What is it? Like, the butter chips? Like those. Like, I like a whole...
You like a gherkin?
I do.
Not enough.
I'm so, no, it's not.
It leaves you wanting more.
Yeah, no, it's there's not enough there. Although I do like sometimes, like if there's like a where they've got like cheese out, I'll go through and just kind of scoop all of them into my hand, and walk around like I'm eating.
Oh, Memory Day. Which part? The cheese?
No, the gherkins.
Oh, you're just saying one of those fancy buffet cheese.
Yeah, yeah, but they have
cubed.
Like, they have.
You mean like
cheese?
But why are you bringing up cheese?
Because on the cheese thing, they always have like the little itty bitty pickle thing. So I'll just like scoop them all into my hands.
All right.
Also, like,
oh, that's a good question for the pickles though. Like, is it? Can it be like a fried pickle?
No, it can't be fried. No, it can't be fried.
Well, you mentioned fried chicken being a food that...
That's
no,
food.
But so
it's
add,
not an anxiety snack.
But frying something that reduces the...
No.
The ultimate anesthesia.
I've never had... Hand up. Hand to God. I've never had a fried pickle. No, that's not true. I've had a fried pickle slice. But I've never... Right now.
I do beets.
Pardon me?
Pickle.
I like beets. You have to remember you ate them, or you
God,
think you're sick. You think you're
sick.
No, and you get it.
Oh, he's so juvenile. He talks about poop. It's
all
Diane.
A question
too. Hi, Elliot. In the morning.
Elliot, hey. Have you been to the Right Proper Brewing Company in the Shaw District?
Right Proper Brewing Company. I have not.
Dude, you need to go there. They have stuff. Do you like kimchi?
You know what? I go back and forth kimchi, but yeah.
Oh, dude, they've got great kimchi. They've got pickled beets, which I'm not a big fan of. I don't like the bloody stool thing. They've got a pickle plate with, like, five different things. They've got cucumbers, kimchi, like, pickled vegetables. Awesome stuff, man. We're talking about fried chicken. They've got a fried chicken sandwich, filet. It's awesome.
Now you're talking my language. That sounds so good. All right, dude, I appreciate it. Thank you,
what
my
about
friend.
Olives.
Pimento.
It's like my go-to. Just little green ones with pimento in them.
Oh, no. My dad would kill her for him. Olives and a piece of rye. We didn't have much. Where am I going? Line three?
That was sad.
Good morning. Hey, who's this?
Tell your peanut butter story. I feel like, oh.
Hi, Elliot, in the morning.
Hey.
Yes. Oh, I already said.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm right here.
Oh, the only kind of pickle that's the best kind of pickle that you can eat all the time is...
No, I'm not picky, like, matter.
Bread and butter?
I don't like the bread and butter that they sell at 7-Eleven that are in. Those are great.
Yeah.
I gotta talk to you, because I bet if you started serving pickles at a movie theater...
It's so messy.
How is it messy? You eat a pickle.
Down a stick.
Down, oh, no, into the...
Right into your... That's what I mean.
They are
cleanup crew in that theater.
I don't know why they start. Look at them. No, see, but you got to get like those good sour pickles. Look good. Oh, pickle. There you go. Oh, that looks bad. I did pickles and stop.
Dirt woman.
Where am I going, Kaylee? Line one. Hi, Elliot in the morning. Hey, what's going on, dude?
Hey, man, how you doing? Good morning,
bro.
Hey, it's the probiotic in the pickle or sauerkraut or kimchi. It has a positive effect. It's actually scientifically studied that in pickled stuff reacts in your stomach to create a positive change in your personality.
There, Diane. See, there is. So I told William and the University of Maryland got together and created that study. That makes total sense.
Yeah.
Boy, they are good. That's all I want right now is a great big pickle.
Hey, E-Dog.
Yo.
I love your show, man. What happened yesterday? What was up with the technical difficulties, man? I love it when your boy's on and like you guys were hitting
this. Yeah, no, you know what? Yesterday, in the other studio, he needed the plug for the vacuum, and it would go off.
I think it was either that or the painters.
Probably the better guess. All right, did I phone call? No, they were just having some technical stuff, but that should be all taken care of.
I love you guys. Have a great weekend.
I love you too. All right, let me take a quick break. We're going to do some news. After that, I'm going to give you tickets to the Quicken Loans National. After that, Mark Silver and Ron Davis will join us in the
Elliot in the morning.
XL 102.
Slow going on 64 westbound as you approach Staples Mill. A collision's now on the 95 northbound from the Lombardi Street up, 195 northbound from Broad Street to the Bryant Park area, and a collision down Chippin' Ham between Belmont Road and Walmsley Boulevard currently blocking the right lane.
Who's sandwich in the couch?
Do you know a house?
cleaner,
photographer, a good plumber,
a caterer,
the chocolate bath,
thumbtack new fellow, to make pipes flow,
clean my chateau,
every skill under the sun,
Summit helps you hire skilled professionals to accomplish anything. Just answer a few questions about what you need, and you quotes from the best preferred. It's never been easier to tackle your problem. No matter what you're looking to accomplish, Thumbtack knows a guy. A lot of these guys are actually women, but you get the idea. Oh, looking for more skilled professionals? Check them out. Visit thumbtack.com to get started.
Hey, Mazda, Father's Day is Sunday, so if you've waited to the last minute, or you can drop by Pearson Mazda, Mike Smith. Mike has two kids, and he runs the biggest Mazda deal in you. He's your Father's Day personal shopper. Sporty convertibles or fuel-efficient sedans, Pearson Mazda has the perfect gift for it. Located in the West End at 9520 West Broad Street, or online at PearsonMazda.com.
When I told my son we could ride the merry-go-round as many times as he wanted, he had in mind. I also corn dog. Now I know that Geico has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. They even have a local agent right here in Richmond. We should all know these things. Now, but where it stops...
Geico, celebrating over 5 years. Great savings and great service.
But you know Geico has a local agent in your area? Let me expand your wealth of knowledge a tad more. Help. Geico agents run locally to businesses that could help tailor your policy to your specific needs. Whether you're looking at motorcycle, RV, or boat, Geico Insurance Agency could also help you save money on homeowners and renters coverage. Do you feel smarter? And yes, I see.
Geico. To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com. Then buy online, over the phone, or at your local office.
Years after your accident and pain,
will you be given more surgery?
Will you be able to pick up your grandchild?
Or complete some summers?
Will you be amputated?
At Allen & Allen, we know that a personal injury can affect the rest. Dedicated our lives to fighting.
Allen & Allen, call us.
At 66388 today for a free consultation.
Hey Dollface, summer is here, so be pretty with a practically paint from Bombshell. Show your locks some love with a gorgeous cut and color from the best. Top it off, airbrush tan, that's never or never wasty. I love Bombshell.com, baby.
Are you ready to shift your car shopping? Then hop in and come along tonight. The Shift into Summer sales event at Colonial Honda in Chester. Take to the road in a 50 Ford LX CVT sedan, radio backup camera, and a 36-month lease payment to fit just about any budget. $9 a month with $1,999 due at signing. Colonial Honda has over 150 new Accords and Segways, and you can buy any new owner at Colonial with 0% financing for 48 months. We're the local dealer with Elements, giving you a 7-year limited powertrain warranty on every new Honda purchase. So shift into SummerColonialHonda.com. Then drive to Colonial Honda in Chester.
This excludes tax 0% and 390% APR financing for 48 months as a dealer via rate. All financing, super preferred credit, and 7615.
If you don't know where you left your your oil drain fan is in your garage, under your workbench, left-hand side by the filter wrenches, then CarQuest Auto Parts overs you. That's because CarQuest Auto Parts is for those who really know and care about their CarQuest. Get 5 quarts of Valvoline Max Life High Mileage Motor Oil and the CarQuest Standard Series Filter for only $23.90. Serious Auto Parts.
See paid source for details.
Now, back to Elliot in the Morning on X.
It's Elliot in the Morning. All right, we do news after that. Give you tickets to the Quicken Loans National Invitation. And then after that, Mark Silver and Ron Davis will join us. Let's get into
a former friend who had just recently Charleston shooter telling police and authorities that Dylan Roof had become an avowed racist. This is Joey. He reconnected with him just a couple of weeks, drinking vodka together one night when Roof started to complain that, in his words, blacks were taking over the world and that someone needed to do about it for the white race. As for his part today, Ruth Desiring pending later on this morning after he was taken back from North Carolina.
Back to Charleston.
Are wondering what the status of Vice President Joe Biden's future political aspirations are. Obviously still reeling over the death. According to people on the inside, his family members reportedly have indicated that a White House run associate, he has said he would make his known by August. Also, Brian Williams did his little sit-down with Matt Lauer that aired on the Today Show this morning as fortune that he's been under for the last... Brian Williams said it has, quote, in his words, he says it's been a time of realization and that he was trying to figure out what had changed inside him. He went on to say it had made him want to be sharper, funnier, and quicker than anyone else during public appearances, specifically night talk shows. He said, you know, I told the story correctly for years before I told it incorrectly. I wasn't trying to mislead, sloppy choice of words. I told stories that simply were not true.
Right. So Tyler's right. This has nothing to do with misremembering, intentionally lying.
Exactly. So we will next see him after the suspension is done in August. We'll next see him on MSNBC.
No, you won't. MSNBC. And by the way, next time where I'm being tortured, I hope I'm being tortured sitting in some big mansion with $14 million a year.
Probably getting paid less, though, I thought. Remember?
Down to 13?
No, he was getting 10, but they said he would be getting less than the 10 that hopefully Lester Holt gets the rest of the money when he starts his full-time gig there on Monday. New study from the periodic fasting may help you live longer. Now, when they say fasting, you're not completely fasting. You are just greatly reducing calories that a healthy person would normally take in. 5 days, about anywhere from 750 to just over 1,000 per day, with very specific amounts of proteins and fats and carbohydrates. Everything has to be percentaged out.
It already seems like a lot of work.
The research went several different cycles of a five-day fast. Experiences related to aging, as well as diabetes, cardiovascular disease, cancer.
700 calories, like in one bite. I don't even know what that is.
It's not a lot.
Oh, I can't survive on that.
You'll be hard pressed to find any meal, you know, that you would normally get at a fast food place that's 700 calories.
Yeah, and that's why it's good.
Needs the carrots just fill you up. Moving on to sports, former Texas quarterback Chris Sims causing a bit of a stir. He was host to CBS Sports yesterday. School in Austin, he did get money from boosters to autograph some items for. Also talked about $100 handshakes every now and again.
Oh, sure. Booster come up, shake your hand, tell you how awesome you are, and slide you $100.
Said that while they didn't pay him, there may have been cash going around to some other player.
Cool, that the school didn't pay him, but the booster.
Believe that Sims never got paid by the school directly, like you mentioned, but from the rich boosters who were really excited about his progress. With LA last night, Nationals ended up falling to the Rays 5-3. They'll play the Pirates end at home. Bryce Harper. After the game, he was knee problems, and he also threw out his left hamstring after he was making a throw from the outfield. He'll be evaluated today.
Yeah, they better be back for the weekend.
Orioles, Phillies, last night, their lone run coming off of Manny Machado. Adam Jones had to sit out yesterday's game. That's the third game in a row that he has shoulder and toe issues. Phillies have said that Cole Hamels is going to miss his start tonight with a hamstring at the center of trade rumors since prior to the beginning of spring training.
It's only one hit away from three.
Dang.
A-Rod.
Yeah.
Yep, he's at 2,999 for him.
Two more hits last night.
Or they will be, rather, going nuts for him. I believe they're home tonight. So, yeah, he'll get to do it. Crazy.
Oakland hosting a championship parade today, 10 o'clock West Coast time for the Golden State Warriors. Henrik Stenson Johnson tied for first place after the first round of the U.S. Open. Another bad day for Tiger, who shot his worst score in two decades at the U.S. Open. That is a look at news.
Until 102.
Chances are you know someone at work who have a friend who drives a Toyota. So ask them what they like most about their Toyota. Is it the dependability? Style. Then search buyatoyota.com to find the Toyota that's right for you. Specialists that can make now the perfect time to buy or lease your new Toyota. Use an APR financing on 9 Toyota models, including new 2015 RAV4, Prius, and Sienna vans, pointed Avalons, all-wheel drive Highland, or 4Runners, which all come with 2 years of no-cost maintenance included. Special APR financing available to qualified buyers. APR terms vary by qualifying. Toyota Care covers normal factory scheduled service. Plan is 2 years or 25 years. Restrictions apply. See participating dealer for details. Special offers and helps you get the most out of your drive. Just ask a friend who drives one. Toyota's.
Elliot in the morning. XL1.
Elliot, 866-235-5468. Please, I will give you a pair of chicken loans national. takes Trent Jones Golf Club and Game Club. You get yourself a pair of tickets to that. It all benefits the Tiger Woods Foundation. And then right silver, Ron Davis will join us. We're going to be 3.5 minutes, 10 bullets. So call me right now. The tickets are yours. 866-2-ELLIOT, 866-235-5468.
Elliott.
Slow going on 64 westbound as you approach State Bridge. It is now on the right shoulder, but it backs up 95 North Street overpass and 190 bound from Broad Street Hamilton, both heading to the Bryant Park area. And a collision will slow you on northbound and Walmsley Boulevard, currently blocking the right lane.
Taking care of your money is all about trust, knowing it will be safe and secure at your credit union. Hey, Gary Hess here. My wife and I have been Argent members for years, and we know firsthand they take care of you like no one else. If you're buying loans with only 3% down, or for a new car, rates are as low as 1.99%. Just go to argentcu.org application and they'll get back to you with a quick approval. Plus, once it's done, Argent makes it convenient with on mobile app. When it's a matter of trust, it's Argent Credit Union.
You have a budget in mind? Well, what if you can get her a bigger diamond than you have in mind and come in under budget with Diamonds Direct?
Very fine to everyone here when we can find you just what you're looking for less than you intended to spend.
That's Suzanne Stewart, a diamond who says it happens every day.
Happens. People usually come into the store way more than they had at the very same budget, or they simply are able to spend less and put that money towards something else.
Yes, it's because Diamonds Direct cuts out the middle. Yes. Because Diamonds Direct has a highest model. Yes, it's because Diamonds Direct beats anyone's price guarantee. But it's also because we know you have other things to...
Like a honeymoon, their house. All the things that people that are just getting married are doing to build their... Which it is important, and when you share it with us, we honor it.
Diamonds Direct, the value leader. Where Richmond gets engaged. In short, Broadge.
It's Cool Wheels Sales Event only at Rick Hensley GMC in Richmond. You too can be a Hendrick driver by visiting the largest selection of vehicles in Virginia at our brand new location just located a quarter mile past Short Park. Over 500 new vehicles and 7,000 pre-owned vehicles to choose from. Right now, get up to 14 grand off Silverados and Sierras, up to 3 grand off Equinox and Touareg, 5 grand off all Malibus, and simply 72 months, plus 2015 Camaros, up to 7 grand off Chevy Tahoe, up to 6 grand off Sierras, up to 6,500 off new Enclaves. Heat up your wallet while saving some cold hard cash. Arch new line at HendrickRichmond.com. At Rick Hendrick Chuck G in Richmond, you too, be a head driver.
Altus County dealer retains all incentives and down and $1,388 per thousand financed on Camaros with approved credit.
If you make Father's Day gift this year, you'll find a ton of great deals on everything he really wants at Lowe's. Like 20% off all Charbroil grills, more. Plus a Troy-Bilt pressure wall, $49. So hurry into Lowe's today and get Dad the gift he deserves. Lowe's, improving. Grill offer valid. Pressure washer offer valid 6/17 through 6/22 on item 516782. While supplies last. Store or comfort details and exclusions. U.S.
Too busy filling up to keep up to Ram. More people are switching to Ram because truck is best in class with fuel MPG Highway. Experience the Ram Drive and Discover event for yourself. Visit RichmondRamTrucks.com for the nearest dealer.
Arbor Screen Scratch, like that cat haven't assembled, because the instruction manual code you need to be a member of the Swedish Embassy to crack. No, Arbor Scratch, like biscuit bakers, wake every morning to transform into a perfect golden brown mound of hot buttered biscuit. Get two made from scratch country fried steak biscuit only
in building. Morning, D.C., Washington, Richmond, Elliott in the morning.
How are you?
Good.
I was going to go very quickly with you. I'm going to send you to the Quicken Loans National. That'll take place at the Robert Trent Jones. It all benefits the town through August the 2nd. So if you hold tight for me one second, Kaylee, have a great weekend, all right? You got it. Hold tight 1 second for me, please. All right. Please welcome Mr. Mark Silver. How are we, guys?
Are you good? Thank you.
Good, good. Well, guys, very much for coming in. The movie, not people were talking about yesterday in a little 3.5 minutes, a 10 bum. Wow. I mean, it's intense. It's very, very intense. But back a second though, before we start getting into it. And the kind of the story in is Ron's son Jordan, and the story being not a local story in Jacksonville, in Florida. It became a national story an international story. Our son and three of his friends are pulling to the Gate gas station.
Right.
Michael Dunn pulls in next. One of the friends goes into the store to buy some gum because they don't want their breath to smell. And then back there, rather, he's in there at the same time. Michael Dunn's fiance is in there, and like I said, Michael Dunn parks next to the car that your son's in. They're playing some Dunn. They answer back. It guested between the two of them.
Right.
Michael Dunn pulls out a gun, fires 10 shots into the car, and kills your son. Which, I mean, if I'm being honest, it's in front of you. I mean, it's very hard to say.
Yeah.
So that's and then the trial that took place after that. But back up. But how do the two of you meet to realize that we're going to make a documentary about it?
The son of Manette nailed it to his mother's son out in San Francisco area.
Right.
And, her son had read about it in the road.
Right.
And, whose name is Jordan was killed, so it resonated with him. And when he brought it to the mother, she sent a letter to me. And when she sent me the letter that I decided to give, I was personally calling her rather than my lawyer calling or whatever. And
right.
She was with the filmmaker funds for about 5 documentaries per year, and she decided to use all 5 of the funding to make this film. And was going to use Mark Silver, England, and she said he had just won an award at the Sundance Film Festival for Dayani. So we got together, flew over from London, met me, and I just knew that they would do right by the story. Just sitting down for the front, I had to make sure that he was introduced to his mother.
Right.
And she was aboard with everything that we were going to do, and This is just different from a lot of the other stories, whereas this kid was doing nothing wrong. This is a middle-class kid in a great section of Jackson, intersection. It was 7 o'clock. It wasn't late night or anything.
Right.
These kids were doing what any American kid is doing, 18, having friends,
yeah,
playing their music
loud. Yeah, he just got to the mall, went to go see his girlfriend at the mall.
Just doing
sure.
And so in his mind, Michael did one thing where he felt that he was standing. There was another gentleman that actually parked next to the kids and decided to move because music, and
right.
He parked somewhere else. Well, one is standing his ground, and the other one is standing his ground. The guy that went into the store said that, you know, the music was loud, but I liked because that was my favorite song to his family.
Right.
So that's the way you stand your ground.
And that's the other gentleman that we see in the movie, right.
Now, if you do it the way Michael Dunn did home to your family, you go to prison for the rest of your life with no chance of parole.
Right.
Show that when you make any decision, this is what could happen. Decision.
Mark, had you, at that point when we touched with you, had you heard the story yet? I don't remember at what point it.
No, you know, it wasn't an international story at that point. I think people had heard of that point, and with Lucy and Ron, I think 2 weeks before the George Zimmerman. So just as I was beginning, I first started hearing about these ideas of self-defense and stand your ground laws. After I spent a week with Jordan's parents, I really looked at what happened during that 3.5 minutes in kind of multiple layers.
Right.
So, you know, very physically happened during that time. It started kind of, and this was in that time, a story that was about racial profiling, access to guns, and then these laws that kind of give you the confidence to use the gun.
Right, right.
That's kind of, I think, between those subject matters or that DNA that was in that tiny moment, Lucy and Ron, was called to make the film.
I think I also were talking about, and it's fascinating to me when you approach it from that, and I'm not trying to separate the making of the movie from Jordan, obviously. I think I read something, Mark, where you were talking of the cars that are driving around at 7 o'clock at night on Black Friday. These two side by side, and if it's not at that moment, this isn't a story. Which would, by the way, still be a problem. I'm not saying that, right. but this wouldn't be This would be Ron Davis's...
Yeah, I think visually really tried to kind of drive that home throughout. There's a lot of references to cars. And when I was in Jacksonville, I realized not everyone walks on the streets in Jacksonville-orientated kind of environment.
Sure.
With, you know, really just sort of... It's not really a pedestrian. So I started realization of gated communities, everyone being in their cars, only kind of meeting up thing. And then your information about other people... You in this mediated way via,
sure.
And all of that kind of became quite a visual motif.
Ron, let me ask you this. Does the story starts to take off and it becomes more than? I mean, sadly, there's countless homicides every day.
Right.
How is it hard to get your head around that your son has become an international story?
Yes, absolutely. One thing that I promised myself is going to have any. So-called leaders lead
right
this thing, and that's what so many families do. They tend to, when they have murdered or killed, shot, they go and look for people that they lead, you know, right. And nobody to do. And that's what I wanted to stress to all the family members. You know, find your voice when these things happen, and go out and tell your story, because the public wants to hear from the parents, wants to hear family. They don't want to hear from the leaders. The leaders are sanitized. They go to the other place, Several of them reached out to me, and we turned them all down because nobody could tell the story of Jordan like me and his mother, you know. And we found our voice right away, and we're used to public speaking whatsoever.
That's what I was going to say is, right. And by the way, I completely applaud you for that.
Thank you.
But how, I can only imagine, I have two kids, I can't imagine. How do you even get out of bed, let alone find your own voice and say, you know what, I don't, whoever it was that called. To come in and be the spokesperson. I want to be the person.
Right.
I want to be the person that says enough kids are dying for. I don't even know how you get out of bed. I don't even know how you breathe.
It's my parents. Both my parents were in World War II. Strong parents. My mother was a nurse. She was in the army, the Women's Army Corps. And my father was in Germany, and he drove the fuel trucks up to the front.
Right.
That he always hit through when the Southern white soldiers. Decided that the black soldier were going to take the fuel truck and turn that machine gun on them because they were Southern white soldiers. So what they would do is dismantle the machine gun off the top of the truck, drive to the front. So therefore, you had no planes would fly low to try to box, and the black soldiers had to drive those trucks without any cover. My friends every single day.
Right.
But you know he persevered. You know, and he did his job. You know, and so I was always proud of him for thinking about that. And so. If I'm going to have my parents stand up, you know, in World War II, then I can stand up when something happens to myself. You know, we all think we're strong until some death knocks on your door.
Sure.
We talk about, oh, if that was my child, I'll do this and I'll do that. Happens, what do you ask? You know, or do you sit down and sit there in a ball and cry? And, you know, everybody can stand that.
Right.
But I was going to make sure that Jordan was going to be talked about, that Jordan was going to make a difference, was not going to be in vain, and so that we want to leave for our son. That he's going to be a lightning rod for all these kids and all.
You mentioned there's a very specific scene that comes up in the movie. Were you that closely? Were you following the Trayvon Martin case closely?
Yes.
So when he, there's a point made in the movie where you do a text message and obviously facetiously saying, welcome to a club that nobody wants to be a member of.
Right.
So you're the Trayvon Martin case play out on the news. Now all of a sudden, you're talking to Trayvon Martin's dad.
Right. And that's what I tell you. When you look at these things that are happening right now in Charleston, South Carolina,
right.
Look at it from afar and say, oh, I feel people. That same thing is going to not be your son. It may not be your daughter. It might be your cousin. It might be your aunt. You never know who it is. But death is going to knock on your door if we keep old. That's in America, right? Somehow it's going to knock on your door. And it doesn't matter if you're middle class, upper class. What death is going to knock on your door because I'm more violent. You know, and the more people that are mass incarceration, right, 1 million people are incarcerated in this country. What happens when those people are abused and we send them out two or three that are being abused and they put them and immerse them in our society? These people become like their church
right.
And kill people. You know, they don't care if you're praying. They don't care what you're doing. They don't care if you're in Newtown, whether you're going to school or not. People now are more in this industrialized country than ever before. And we have to put a stop to it. And just film 3.5 minutes, you know, we're out here for you. We're going to put your story out here because you just talk about the victim. We're going to talk about how the family members have to circumvent the system and how they navigate the justice system. Trayvon never got justice. Most of these families hardly ever get an indictment, and we got two trials. We have, you know, a historic moment in the South that a white man who shoots a black child gives him it, and a Southern historic in this country, and some white men on the jury, almost white jurors, that look past race, which I applaud that jury. They look past race. They listen to the testimony, and they say, we don't care if it's a black shooter or a white shooter, and we don't care if it's a black victim. We're going to look at this case, absolutely this case, and it's either guilty or not guilty. And I hope all the jurors look at